Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, trying to clear my throat here. Here we go. Welcome back to another show of great information. And you may have heard, what do they call that thing in the front? Disclaimer. That this is for
entertainment.
This is for entertainment purposes. Ladies and gentlemen, no, it's not. I work very diligently to get what I feel is the truth. And if I can't figure it out, I get my experts in here, my well-seasoned spoke oaks, to come in here with the best of their knowledge. So don't be fooled into believing this isn't for entertainment only. It's entertaining what we give you, but it's not for entertainment purposes.
And they've got the judge here, so it'd be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
So help you God.
That's right. Now, I've got my wingman, the Colonel, Rayford Brown. You just heard him. Welcome, Colonel.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you.
A lot going on.
Judge Andy Isaacs.
I am so glad to be here. It's another great day. I'm waiting on the rain.
I've got my special guest host, C.J. Grisham, attorney. C.J. Grisham coming in. He should be in at any time. We're going to have some great conversations. I've got another couple of guests coming in. Kyle Van Cleve from Cameron Small Engine. I want to get him in here. So it's going to the fall season. It's been a rough summer. So I'm sure he's got some things to tell us what to do to prep and all that for both cases, ending of summer, beginning of fall. And then I've got another special guest, Luis Hernandez II, the owner of Aquaworks Rain Gutters. This guy is incredible. You're going to love it when you hear him. So check it out. Go to my website. All right, man, get your brain in check. Go to the website, aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, and you will see the link there. Click on the link. It'll take you right to the website. Now, for the glue that holds it all together, my board operator, Shelby. Shelby, how you doing?
I'm doing lovely this morning. How is everybody else?
We're doing very well.
Splendid?
Mm-hmm.
The show is going to pick up momentum very quickly. Let me go through the rigmarole here. We're simulcasting at 105.1 FM, The Ranch, right here, right now. Also out of KRXT, Rockdale, 98.5 FM. If you want to watch us live, you can check us out at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give me a call into the studio at 254-697-6633. Remember, all programs are put into podcast form, so you can check it out later on Podbean, Apple, Spotify. I want to thank all the sponsors who have faith in me to keep this show going. I want to thank all the private donors. They are in the shadows. I can't thank them enough for what they do. Without them and without the sponsors and without you, the listeners, the show couldn't happen. On the radio show page, there's a donation button at aaronsgunshop.com. Please go there if you feel led to donate on a monthly basis. It will help out tremendously. Look, if you're patriotic and you love your country and you don't believe good information is getting out there at sources, this is a source that we try to put out the information to show both sides of it. We'll have the left say something that's totally ridiculous, and we'll go to prove them wrong. And I'll tell you what, I will do the same darn thing for the right. I'm done. Like I said before, stick a fork in me. I'm tired of the name-calling. Republican, Democrat, Green Party, this, that, or the other. I don't care. You're an American citizen. You better love this nation. You better protect this nation, because there's a whole bunch of people out there who want to change it and take it over. So I don't want to do any of this name-calling. Racist. Screw that. You call it, you're the racist. I don't even want to hear it. There is no color. I see no color. Let's be like the military. The only color I see is green. Okay? Moving on. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. Let me tell you what's coming on the show, or what's happening on the show today. We'll be doing the devotional announcements. True stories, probably about 11:30, 11:45. Word of the day in a moment. Quote of the day from the Colonel. The judge will be doing his revival prayer, talking about Morningstar Ranch as well. Katie from Moz will call in and tell us the menu. The Colonel will be giving our constitutional segment. C.J. Grisham will be talking about some things that are happening with the ATF. I've got a couple articles that I want to pass by his way as well. I've got Luis Hernandez from Aquaworks. He'll be talking about what he does. And if you need gutters or cleaning, this guy's incredible. You're going to love him when you hear him. Kyle Van Cleve, like I mentioned, coming in from Cameron here to talk about getting your equipment ready. Here we go for the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, or the conversation of a story. And if you can put the word of the day into a sentence, give me a call here at 254-697-6633. And the Colonel likes it. I got a coffee mug for you that Trump won. So all of you who hate Trump, you might want it just so you can shoot at it. The ones who love Trump, you can get it and drink coffee every morning and convince yourself that, yes, he did win, but silver linings. He's not in the White House now, but without him being in the White House, it has enabled us to see what kind of crookedness is going on in politics. The word of the day is refusing, but we'll use the short definition, the root, refuse. It comes from the headline, TikToker refusing to give up first class seat to a teen went viral. They asked travelers, what would they do? And I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, what would you do? You're in first class. You just graduated, got your PhD. You're celebrating. You spend the money to go on a first class ticket to wherever it is you're going. And a family didn't prepare with their child, or they're broken up. The stewardess comes up and says, would you mind changing seats?
Absolutely,
what would you do?
Not.
Not no, but heck no.
Absolutely not.
So anyway, the
it's
word...
Not my job.
If the kid is normal, he's healthy, there's no issues, no.
Even so, though, Judge, they should have prepared.
Well, you know, have you... We're not raising a autistic child. And things happen. So you got to see, like I've said many times, we need to see the whole play.
No, sir. Yeah. Sir, I respectfully disagree with you. If the parents of an autistic kid are taking a flight, I am not taking a flight that will not have A, B, and C seats together. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to say, well, we'll get on, and then they'll have mercy on us, and we'll get a seat. No, baloney.
If I have an autistic child, somebody will let us sit there. You can't think.
You can't. I don't know that they thought that. Like I said, I need to see the whole play.
Here's the article. Go ahead and read it.
You know, see the whole.
I read a book one time called Sunrise, and it was about the trials of a couple that were raising an autistic boy, and they spent hundreds and hundreds of hours working with him, and he developed. But their definition of love in that book is one that still sticks with me, and it was to be completely happy with, to accept as it is, and that's... When you love somebody, that's what it's about.
We're losing track here. Let's go back to the word. The word is refuse. It's a verb. Definition, indicate or show that one is not willing to do something. That's the word of the day. Give me a call. Put it into a sentence. Colonel, quickly, if you have your quote, we can do that.
Florence, the city-state that gave birth to the Renaissance, also suffered an 80% mortality rate during the Black Death. And this is from an article.
Colonel, I need a quote. I need a short quote that people will recognize. Give me liberty or give me death. Let's do that one.
Nope.
All right, give me a call. You win something. Breitbart, poll shows Trump better position than DeSantis to beat Biden. Breitbart, quote, don't leak this. DeSantis super PAC issues urgent plan or plea to donors for $50 million by the end of the year. ACLU sues Indiana over denial of sex reassignment surgery for inmate who strangled 11-month-old to death. They sue Indiana because they denied this guy? What is going on? California school district settles with mother after school transitioned daughter without her consent. The ATF goes around Congress, publishes universal background check rule. Pentagon launches public website dedicated to UFO sightings. Give me a break, man. Just one more distraction. Okay, here's the third head. People think I got two heads. Well, here's the third head. I've been doing this for a long time, and I've been doing my homework and studying. And they've got special projects out there. I've got the mission statements for other social entities. They want to scare the public into unity. What do you think COVID was all about? Hegelian dialectic. You cause a problem because you know what a human will do in response. They're going to scream for help or government, and the government goes, I got you. I got you covered, but you're going to have to give this up, and this up. That's the way it's happening. Reflect back in your life. Look back at all those things. Use the template and see that it is happening. Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey activates National Guard to assist in emergency shelters housing migrants.
You mean illegals?
That's correct. Okay. Large migrant group walks across Biden administration's closed border in Texas. Air quote, closed border. Yeah. Here's Trump. We will not comply. Trump warns COVID tyrants are eyeing lockdowns to interfere with 2024 election. It's happening. It's coming. They're doing it. Quote, you have no choice. Trump vows to lock people up upon return to the White House. Well, Mr. President, I hope you do. But you got a clean house, those of those who are around you. Colonel, you're good at this. He goes in there naive to some degree in 2016.
Yes.
Thought he can make changes based on just good ethics, and he got screwed.
Well, he did not have a grip on how many people were treasonous in the CFR, and the fact that only one out of 20 was an honest, straightforward administrative person. The rest were against him, and he got a lot of bad information.
If I was him, and I feel like I know how this guy works, I'd be having a mock-up of what I'd be doing day one as president. I would have my key people already being talked to, protocols, what you can do as a president, what you can't do, without the worry of Congress and all this, and say, bam, 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 lickety-split, done, ABC, it's over, you're out of here.
First thing I'd do is be martial law, because you can't count on the DOJ or the court system.
Your citizenry will freak out on that.
Yeah. There are different levels.
I would have a game, like Matt's saying, I'd have a game plan already.
I got 20 seconds. Okay, let me do this last one. Shooting of South Carolina college student who tried to enter wrong house was justified. Now, I'm bringing this up for a couple reasons. The main reason is these news agencies, Fox included, write headlines that give you one interpretation of the story right from the get-go. They impregnated your brain with, oh my gosh, really? You have to read the whole story to find out what actually happened. So we'll talk to CJ about that as well. We're going to take a break, be back in 3 minutes, and I'll have Judge Andy Isaacs doing our revival prayer. See you on the other side.
Had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. High Cap Adventure Radio program. The number here is 254-697-6633. C.J. Grisham, attorney. C.J. Grisham is in the studio. C.J., it's always a pleasure to have you, buddy.
Buenos dias, todos. ¿Cómo están?
C.J., I got some articles, and you're going to be talking ATF. This is going to be a wild ride of a conversation. I was just having this conversation with other people, and I told them, you need to listen to C.J. We're going to be hitting it hard. So
you think the ATF was bad before. Wait till you hear some of the things they're actually saying to FFLs now. I mean, it's an all-out war. And I mean that, I think, in almost even the literal sense.
Well, I was saying we are in a soft civil war.
Yeah.
And it's, thank goodness it's a soft one, but it still takes its effect on, there's two sides, and one of them is going to win. But right now, let's talk about fixing that with Judge Andy Isaacs. Revival prayer, what's on your mind, Andy? And talked about Morningstar Ranch.
You know, this morning, one of the things we teach one of the kids is a deal called the book for Andy Andrews. Nice name, right? It's a good game, good name. Is called the Butterfly Effect. And the Butterfly Effect, this guy was determined to prove that that wasn't true. And if you don't know what the Butterfly Effect is, it's a butterfly flaps his wings in Africa, causes a hurricane in America. Well, this guy was bound and determined going to prove that that was not true. And went out and found out not only is it not true, but it works every time. And if the butterfly effect, one specific thing about the butterfly effect that I can tell you worked absolutely every time was during the Civil War, the turning point of the entire war was on Little Round Top in Gettysburg. The entire war, if Chamberlain does not hold the far left, if he does not hold that, They disrupt and destroy most of the army of the Union Army. Lincoln probably sues for peace. America is broke up. And then when World War II shows up, 100 years later, America's not strong enough to defend it off. And we're probably either speaking Japanese or German right now.
Yeah, boo.
Yeah, So the butterfly effect absolutely works. So what am I saying? I'm saying if we keep doing enough good without giving up, we keep hitting at it, doing the right things, saying the right things, helping people, reaching out and caring and understanding and love, we will overcome the evil that's being perpetrated now, but we can't give up and we can't step back. A lot of what we're going to talk about today is horrible. It's grotesquely bad. But I'm going to tell you, we can overcome it through Jesus Christ. And the way it starts is you open your Bible and read it, you seek Jesus and pray. Though you do those three things and continuously do those three things over and over. Have your family doing it, have your kids, your grandkids, everybody, and people know where you stand, things will start to the snowball will start rolling in the other direction. So we can't give up. We can't step back. We can't say, oh, I can't do this. No, it doesn't matter because it's not about us. It's not about me that's the difference is made. It's about my grandkids, their kids, and on because if the butterfly effect absolutely works every time. It'll work for good or it'll work for evil, but it's going to work. What happens will continue to be happening. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, thank you so much for all you do for us. Lord, help us to sow good. Help us to do the right things, to say the right things, to be there for others, to help others, to reach out and touch and to make a difference. Lord, I think that it's so important that we're not dwelling on the negative, but we're going to keep pushing and keep pushing forward, and we're not going to give up. We need to know everything that's going on. We sure do. We need to know where we need to line our troops up. We need to know where we need to plug the holes. But Lord, help us to do the right things and be right. For in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
MSRMinistries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. 512-455-2552 is the phone number. Morningstar Ranch, we're a 501c3 ministry where we do camps, leadership development camps for underprivileged teens, and then we do retreats for vets, both women and men. And it's about making a difference, one day at a time, one step at a time. And we need your help if you can possibly help. And all of you that's got some, we need some hay. So God bless you. I appreciate it.
There's the call, ladies and gentlemen. That's one thing you can do, not only pray, but donate hay, donate money, donate your time, whatever it is you can do to help Morningstar Ranch. They do a fantastic job.
Do you have a specific type of hay you need, like round bale, square bale?
It doesn't matter now. We need it all. Okay. It doesn't really matter. We feed squares to the horses, but we feed rounds too. Whatever you got, if you can afford to donate it, hey, we need it.
We'll bring this back up again before the end of the show. But right now, I do devotionals Monday through Friday. I've been doing it for a long time to a long list of people, and I've been blessed to have the opportunity to do it here on the radio as well. And today is no different. And what I do is I look through the course of the week and decide which one I'm going to do, and I believe it's Wednesday. So if you're on my list, which is a bunch of people out there, I'm getting arthritis in my fingers because I send it out via text, and I do it each individual all by themselves because I don't want to invade anybody's privacy. And I think there's a method I can do where it's a blind copy and I can do it if I just got to figure it out. But anyway, all that to say this morning's devotional, and I want to thank Casey and the gang at McGuire Tire for sponsoring this segment. I've been knowing Casey for over 20 years. They've been taking care of me when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more. They can do the same thing for you. They got two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, in Belton 254-939-1357, or simply yet just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell me heard it here and support the sponsors who support the program. Today's devotional reads: good morning. To many of us, this may be a tall order, but we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us.
Amen.
Right?
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So here it is: do everything without grumbling. Oh,
that's grumbling.
Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 15. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault, in a warped and crooked generation. And I close. People were warped and crooked back then, like they are now. Let's stick close to God's word so we may become blameless and pure. Have a blessed day. Plant the seed, sprinkle a little bit of water on it, let the good Lord do the growing, share it with who you want, don't cram it down anybody's throat. I would like to read something here out of Trump's book, The Art of the Deal. I've told you time and time again, I've known Trump since late 70s, most prominently from 80s on. I've watched the interviews. I've seen his land deals, his real estate deals, blah, 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 the headlines, the whole works. He's done great things. In his book, The Art of the Deal, there is a page, not even a full page, and I'm going to read it. It's titled, this section, Fight Back. I told you before, based on my history and experience with Trump, if you burn Trump and it wasn't right, you shouldn't have done that, he's going to burn you back 10 times harder. So let me just read this. And I want you to pay attention to this and see his defiance now. Nothing changes. He says, much as it pays to emphasize the positive, there are times when the only choice is confrontation. In most cases, I'm very easy to get along with. I'm very good to people who are good to me. But when people treat me badly or unfairly or try to take advantage of me, my general attitude all my life has been to fight back very hard. Man, can't you see that right now?
Mm-hmm.
The risk is that you'll make a bad situation worse, and I certainly don't recommend this approach to everyone. But my experience is that if you're fighting for something you believe in, even if it means alienating some people along the way, things usually work out for the best in the end. President Trump has got to fight for his life, politically speaking. He's fighting for us. The people who want to take this country down are after us. He stands between us and them. There's a great poster. I wish I still had it. He's sitting there. Great shot. The only thing stopping them is me. And he's putting his money where his mouth is. Going through the stress of it all because he loves his country. What president have you seen who goes up to the American flag and hugs it? You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
You can tell it's genuine. He loves America. He loves the United States of America, not what it's being turned into. If you think about this, let's reflect on this and jump in, anybody, if you want to make a comment. America is America with all its faults. The Constitution is perfect because when there is a mistake, it shows how to correct the mistake within the Constitution. But what's happening now is people are trying to chip away that, make it useless or non-valuable. Is that a word?
Insignificant.
Insignificant, thank you. And generation after generation is thinking that this is how America is. No, it's not. We're being taken over. Fight for what you believe in. And that's what exactly what they're doing. They are fighting for the socialist cause because that's what it is. Government is there. It's a good evil. What did he say, Thomas Jefferson? Didn't he say that? Or is that Adams?
It's a necessary evil.
Necessary evil. So we have to minimize it. We have to put shackles on it so it works for us. We don't work for it. We're in a precarious situation. We are in a very soft civil war here. And what I mean by that is it's an info war. Okay, I'm not trying to make weird things with the name, but it literally is an information war.
And you've got to look at the language they're using. And going back to Trump, you know, I'm on Twitter quite a bit, and you can follow me at CJ Grisham. But it doesn't matter what the issue is. If you're arguing with a socialist and a communist...
I'm sorry.
I'll do that later.
Okay, we'll be back. Sorry.
Propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host. Usually, this is the scratch and sniff section of the program where Katie calls in from Miles' place. And they've been super busy. They got a lot going on. So I'm guessing.
She's supposed to give us our information today about.
That's why I'm thinking she didn't call, because they're about to launch it. Okay, but we'll talk about that next week. But you need to go to Miles' place, check them out. Go to aaronsgunshop.com, aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page and click on the link, and then you'll check out their website, their menus. Great place, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. And the food is delicious. The helpings are huge. The price is right, and the atmosphere is great. So check them out, Ma's Place, Harker Heights. Since she hasn't called, I kind of cut off Attorney Grisham here in his comments.
Just CJ, please.
No, I'm going to do this a couple times because you deserve it, buddy. Attorney CJ Grisham. So why don't you go ahead and talk about what you were going to say?
Yeah, I was just talking about the fact that we – so there's a book by H.L. Richardson, which I really highly recommend. It's a small book. It's not large. It's not as big as The Art of Trump. But it's very simple. And, you know, we as Christians have – I don't know if we've been taught, if we just believe, or maybe it's just – maybe we've just been, I don't know, quote, unquote, put in our place – but there's this idea that we're supposed to turn the other cheek. And the problem that we have today, anyway, this book is called Confrontational Politics, and it changed my life. When I was running for office, one of my donors gave it to me. And he's like, I want you to read this. This is my donation to your campaign. And it did. It changed my life because there's this idea that we're supposed to just turn the other cheek when we're attacked. And that's not what he says. And he's the founder of Gun Owners of America. He was a California assemblyman in politics. But he says that Jesus didn't just tell you to turn the other cheek. You know, he walked into that temple and he threw up the change tables and he created chaos when chaos was necessary.
When it's justly.
Just chaos. And we've got to get away from this idea that we have to be nice isn't the right word, because we should always be nice, even when we're being confrontational. But we need to stand firm on what we believe in and what we're doing. And there's this idea now, they're trying to take words like Trump and make them into obscenities and trying to label us. And the colonel had talked about how, you know, that's the right out of the Saul Alinsky playbook. That's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And we need to fight back. We need to stop being afraid of words like racist or bigot or fascist or Trump.
Very good. We're going to talk about this much more later on the show. I wanted to get to the colonel. One last thing, though. If you're looking on Facebook, here's my special prayer book. If you have a special prayer, I pray constantly. So if you have a challenge and you want to make me know what it is to put in this book, all I want is a name and a problem. I don't want a conversation. I don't want a dialogue. I don't have time. But I will put the time right in the book. Name, problem. Jim, good health. Okay? Business going under. Something like that. Anyway, Colonel, take it away.
All right. We've got several things here. And just like any good battle plan, as soon as the first shot is fired, you just throw it in the trash and get on with what's going on. And Judge Andy talked about the butterfly effect. And I had been reading this morning an article by Steve Bonta, Is It Too Late for America? Mm-hmm. And one of the stories he related was the story of Pelagius, and he was a Spanish Visigoth and Christian, dismayed by what was happening as the Moors were sweeping across from North Africa up through Spain, slaughtering the Christians and stuff, and subjugating everybody. And so he kept fighting and refused to surrender. And he and his little ragtag band of about 200 retreated in a final defense here into a little canyon and set up an ambush. And when the Moors came up in the first group, they slaughtered them. And then, because they were unhappy with what happened to the first bunch, the Moors sent another bunch into the canyon, and they slaughtered them too. And after that, the Moors pulled out.
After that, the Moors were no more.
That's it. The Moors were no more. So this is a butterfly effect. One guy kneeling because one person had hidden a statue of the Virgin Mary in a cave, and it gave him hope. And then he came out and gave the rest of Europe hope. So the butterfly effect. You never know when you're going to be your butterfly.
Right.
And the quote of the day, as long as you're going to be thinking anyway, think big. Who said that? If you can't guess by now, there's not much hope. We want to thank the sponsor, Bell County Commissioner, Precinct 3, Bill Schumann,
for his
support of the show. And the introduction to what I'm going to talk about today, it's out of the Bible, and there are two books, Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, and Lamentations. The basic story is a couple of tribes of Israel and lived in Judea, and they were going corrupt and doing everything against God's laws. And Jeremiah tried to warn them that this was not going to come out well for them. And so they ignored him and kept on, and the Babylonians came down from the north and slaughtered, imprisoned them, and drug them off into captivity as slaves. And then, after this has happened, Jeremiah is lamenting what happened, and then he tried to give hope at the end of the book. But this is what happens when you don't follow God's laws. The laws, the Ten Commandments, in my personal opinion, are very much the same as the laws that were discovered by Newton, the physical laws, when he defined calculus, and force is equal mass times acceleration, and we have gravity. And there are certain things. You can ignore gravity if you want to and jump off the top of a building, but you're going to pay a price for ignoring the law of nature. And it's the same way with the Ten Commandments. When you lie and do things or adultery, it seldom works out well in the end. So let's talk about Lamentations. And this was written by Jeremiah about 720 B.C. It's more than that, but that I got distracted there. Okay, so let's look at this, and we've changed it a little bit to try to bring it to the current times. How lonely lies Washington, D.C., once so full of people. America, who was great among the nations, has become a widow. The prince of the colonies has become a slave. America weeps aloud in the night with tears upon her cheeks. Among all her patriots, there is no one to comfort her. All her voters have betrayed her. They have become her enemies. The USA has gone into exile under affliction and harsh slavery. She dwells among the nations but finds no place to rest. All her illegal aliens have overtaken her in the midst of her distress. The roads to Washington mourn because no one comes to her appointed red flag riots. All her barricades are deserted, but her Capitol police groan. Her mayor grieves, and Congress is bitter with anguish. America's foes have become her masters. The CCP is at ease. That's the Chinese Communist Party. For the Lord has brought her grief because of her many transgressions. Her children have gone gay as captives before the LGBTQ schools. All the splendor has departed from Washington. Her pages are like deer that find no pasture. They lack the strength to flee in the face of the senators. In the days of her affliction and wandering, Washington remembers all the treasures that were hers in days of old. When her citizens fell into enemy hands, they received no help. The UN looked upon her, laughing at her downfall. Washington has sinned greatly. Therefore, it has become an object of scorn. All who honored the pioneers now despise them, for they have been lied about. Lady Justice herself groans and turns away. Her uncleanliness stains her blue skirts. She did not consider her end. Her downfall was astounding. There was no one to comfort her. Look, O Lord, at America's affliction, for the enemy has triumphed. The adversary has seized all her sacred wilderness preserves, for the EPA has seen the nations enter her sanctuaries. Those you have been
had been forbidden to enter with your family. All the welfare people groan as they search for bread. They have traded their pride for food to keep themselves alive. Look, O Lord, and consider, for the work has become despised. Is this nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look around and see. So this is a start, and we're going to have to take a break here in just a moment, and there will be more. But America is falling into the trap. We have been warned, and there are ways out of it. Judge Andy just gave us a very good lesson on what we can do to come out of this. And we need a revival, and it's up to each of us to be a butterfly and create a ripple in the very areas where we can make a difference.
All right, we're going to take a three-minute break. Give me a call, 254-697. Get into the conversation. Let's have a discussion about this. Be back in three.
Oh.
My name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
We'll be right back.
to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Always working out the bugs, you know. That's what makes for good live radio. It's fun. This is the entertainment part of it, okay? Anyway, 254-697-6633. The Colonel is enlightening us. Colonel, please, carry on.
All right. Lamentations, there is so much going on here, and I could continue with this downtrodden type stuff, but this is not very lively or entertaining to read this straight out. But I would encourage you to find an Old Testament and find Lamentations and read some of this. It's a serious lesson here, and one of the biggest parts is that the only thing we learn from history is that we don't learn from history.
Yeah.
And we are walking into a deep chasm here in this country. When 85% of the people put no self into self-government, you're not going to have self-government. And we've got an election coming up the 7th of November, and it's a constitutional election here in Texas. There are 14 amendments going to be on this election. And most people don't even understand that the November 7th election is not about people. It's about the Constitution. And the Constitution is important to Texas. And just because our legislator put this on the ballot does not mean that it's good. It means it does what they want. And these are the same people who are trying to impeach the best attorney general in the country, Paxton. And so there's much to be, in my opinion, improved upon, and you need to study these things. You can find it. We'll be talking more about it in October and try to give you some logic and reasoning of why each one of these amendments should be considered and what we should do on them. But it takes self to have self-government. So start preparing. And my motto for this next year, for 2024, is just one more in 2024.
Amen.
All right? Just one more. If everybody that participated in the 2020 elections or the 2022 elections will and voted conservative, will take just one more person. I'm not asking for you to go out and get 10 people to go vote. Just take one more. If we take one more conservative to the polls, we help educate them and take them to the polls, then we double our turnout. And if we double our turnout, we will win.
Obviously, if you can take 10, do it.
Yeah. I'm not discouraging you if you have a large influence. Be the butterfly, though. Take one more. Just one more will make a difference in 2024. And we have, in March, will be our primary elections. We normally have about a 15%, give or take, a little turnout. And if we could get 30%, wow, what a phenomenal thing that would be. And you are the key. It's not me. It's you. You just have to take one more in 2024. And so there's nothing like a good poem. And Lamentations is a long poem. And when you read it, if you can put the right cadence to it, will keep you going.
Colonel, with what you said and what CJ said, it goes together. Where we think we need to turn the cheek, or we're apathetic. Stop me when I'm wrong. There are nefarious people out there who have power, money, and influence. They own and run those businesses that push out propaganda. So the people who are weak-minded follow that. The other group of people, I always said the country's in threes. First third are what I just explained. Second third are those who agree with us, but they don't do anything. And that's partially because they got a family, they're working a job, they're having faith in government and all that kind of stuff. They'll do their duty and vote, but it's not enough. It's not enough. How do we jumpstart those people? Besides the phrase, they got to have skin in the game, which is totally the truth, what does it take? What does it take to get them going? What is the skin in the game to get these people to bring that one extra person?
I would like to comment on this. I am a member of the John Birch Society. This was an organization that was started about 65 years ago, and their motto is less government, more responsibility, and with God's help, a better world. And this is the key. The John Birch Society, JBS, they publish the New American Magazine. And in the August issue, the primary article is "It's Too Late for America." And I want you to, you can look this up online, and the article starts on page 10, but you can pull this as free access on the newamerican.com, the T-H-E, newamerican.com. And there's an article by Steve Bonta, and "Is It Too Late for America?" And it is a history lesson and then some encouragement. It says, it is not too late for America if we will take just one more in 2024.
And I think another one of the reasons is because if you go back and read our Declaration of Independence, this is why. Because mankind, while evils are sufferable, than to right themselves by abolishing the forms in which they are accustomed. Too many people are accustomed to govern. Well, not only suffering, but they're too accustomed to government-provided comfort.
Yeah, well, that's part of the plot,
right?
Is to feed them, house them, care for them. You don't need family because government's your daddy.
Right.
And your daddy owes you.
That's right. And daddy ain't paying the bills.
Do you like to be had, ladies and gentlemen? Do you like to be had? Because that's what's happening. You're being had. This government...
The Federal Reserve and the government are printing money and passing it around to people for nothing. And they're passing it out to the immigrants. They're passing it out as welfare. Money is only worth what you do to earn it. Oh. And if you get money for nothing, that's what it will buy you in the end. And they're diluting our currency. And with the reason, that's the key to inflation. There's too much money chasing too little product.
I want to be very clear on something here. The Constitution, the Bill of Rights, a law enforcement officer, a person, not a law enforcement officer, but the badge, what it represents. These are documents, these are oaths that are pure. They're pure. It's the human being who does not respect it or get put back in check who are the ones that cause the problems. There's nothing wrong with our government. Our government is fantastically perfect because with all of its flaws, the Constitution shows us ways to fix it. It's those manipulative people who find loopholes, pervert it, work with propaganda outlets that persuade the people who are lazy to go beyond the headline and the bullet points and get perverted in their mind thinking one thing is this way and in reality it's not.
You know, I went to law school jaded. And when I was at law school, at least I felt as if, okay, we've got a great system here, you know, and you read up on the constitutional law, you're taught all the things that you're taught about how our justice system works, and you're like, oh, okay, maybe I just had a bad experience. And then you get back into the legal field, you know, so I was jaded, went to law school, had some hope, now I'm practicing, and I'm jaded again. I'm so thankful for guys like Judge Andy here, and I'm not, there are great people throughout the system.
Oh, sure, lots of
but
people.
I should not have to fight as hard as I have to fight for some of these clients because of the way that the entire system is rigged to push government. Essentially, it's, you know, do as I say, or here's the one that I love. Well, we've just always done it that way, and I go, oh, okay, is that a good defense for a serial killer?
I've always killed him like that.
I've just always been killing. Why should this one matter? You know, so if it doesn't work for a serial killer, why does it work for a prosecutor?
Trump said it best in his 2016. Trump said it best in his 2016 debate with Hillary. He was saying the reason the tax code is so jacked up is because Hillary and her cronies, they say, hey, Hillary, do this for us and we'll make it worth your while. That's why the tax system is so messed up. And that's the way it goes with anything like that. When people want favors outside of what their position allows, we get corruption.
Here's the deal. I'm going to put it to you in real simple biblical terms. I think it's in 1 Samuel or 2. I can't remember exactly where it's at. God is trying to tell Israel they don't want a king. You don't want a king because he's going to take your kids. He's going to take your stuff. He's going to take your all this stuff. He'd go down the 20% list.
20% of your income.
Yeah, and what we have now is we have a king with 1,000 heads, and we have accepted that instead of saying, whoa, you're not giving people debit cards because they went through Hurricane Katrina. I'm sorry, we don't do that. I'm sorry that you're hurt. We'll do what we can to get you fixed, but we're not giving you money. I understand it. Start saving for a rainy day.
FEMA is a hindrance to the hurricane recovery.
Yeah.
FEMA is in a hotel over in Maui, $1,000 a night hotel, having this
lobster.
Well, they're having classes on I'm losing my word here. LGBTQ stuff.
Absolutely.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
What our problem is? Our problem is we had a venue that allowed us on day to day to teach people, and it would stick. On one day, we're cramming it all in. We're doing good, but it's just one day. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Attention to detail. Customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now 254-605-0610 or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. budgethostcameron.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114 or in Belton at 254-939-1357 or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. When you say it's on, I thought you meant that mic.
Both.
Okay. Anyway, we're back. Second hour here. Matt, your host. I got the Colonel, Rafer Brown, my wingman. Special guest host today, C.J. Grisham, attorney C.J. Grisham. Let me go through the protocol here.
Yeah.
We're simulcasting 105.1 FM right here, right now on the ranch. Also at 98.5 FM KRXT out of Rockdale. You can check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call here in the studio, 254-697-6633. And don't forget, all the shows are put back into podcast form. If you don't check the podcast out, you can go to Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com and look at it that way as well. Get to see my ugly mug. I want to thank all my sponsors, all my private people who donate. Subscribe to the YouTube channel at aaronsgunshop.com. Like me on Facebook, Instagram, the whole works. So we got it going on. But right now, there's a lot going on that CJ wants to put out there. So CJ, take it away, sir.
Yeah, the first thing I want to talk about is a new law that just went into effect yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. And as you know, I think there were, correct me if I'm wrong, Colonel, but like 986 new laws went into effect.
776.
776, okay. Something like that. Regardless, too many. It's funny, government creates problems and then they have to fix their own problems by making more problems. And so one of the laws that I wanted to kind of bring up, because I think there's not only is there a misunderstanding about it, but maybe just even a lack of knowledge about it. But the failure to ID law has been changed, and that's Penal Code 38.02. Quite frankly, as I'm about to read this, I don't understand the purpose why they did this, because everybody should know or does know that when you're pulled over, you're required to present your driver's license, insurance, registration if you're pulled over for a lawful reason. Okay, that's what you're supposed to do. It's universal. I don't think anybody on, you know, no matter what, unless you're probably a sovereign citizen or something, thinks that you don't have to do that. Okay, but they created this law. It's a Senate Bill 1551, and it went into effect yesterday. And I guess I need to preface this. Look, this is I'm not anti-cop. I don't want it to sound that way, but I just believe that there are a lot of officers out there that are probably going to try to abuse this in some way. That's my concern. So here's what the new law is: if you get pulled over, you have to do exactly the same thing you always had to do. But if you don't, now there's another crime that's involved. So if you are the operator of a vehicle and you are pulled over for if you're lawfully detained by a peace officer for an alleged violation of law, that can be anything, okay? Keep in mind, if you're pulled over, all he's got to do is articulate something that you've done. Broken tail light, not using a blinker, speeding, you name it. You are required to provide your identification, okay? You commit an offense if you fail to provide or display your driver's license. Now, there are several things here. If I read this, a person commits an offense if the person is an operator of a motor vehicle who is lawfully detained by a peace officer for an alleged violation of law and fails to provide or display the person's driver's license on the officer's request for the license. Let's break that down. The operator of the motor vehicle. So if you've got your wife, your husband, your friends in the passenger seat, in the back seat, this does not apply to them. It applies to you, the operator of the motor vehicle, and you only. I have a feeling that part is probably going to be forgotten, you know, because they generally, when you're pulled over, they like to take the identifications of everybody. But you have rights. You're not the one that's committing the crime just because you're in the vehicle. The alleged crime. Excuse me. Let me speak like an attorney. It's the person who's operating that vehicle. Second, the law says provide or display. Now, here's what I do. Anybody that has seen my vehicle, I've got these little clips up on my window. And there's a reason for that. If I get pulled over, which doesn't have, I've never had to use those clips because I generally don't get pulled over. But when I get pulled over, I slide my driver's license and my insurance into those little clips on the windshield so that the officer can clearly read it. That's displaying the license. That's even before this came out. You're only required to display your driver's license. You're not required to hand it over. Now, CJ, why would you not just hand it over to him? Well, because I'm not going to hand over personal property to someone else as a reason, because as long as he's got my property in his hand, I'm stuck there. Okay? Anything that happens, I'm stuck there because now he's got my driver's license or my insurance or whatever. Whereas if I put it on my window, if something happens that I need to leave, I can still leave. I'm not being held up because he's got my property and refuses to give it back to me. So if you fail to display it, or, and some people will just stick it up against, you know, they'll keep their window up on their driver's side and just kind of, you know, smash it against the window there. But I put it on the front windshield because that's also where you can read my registration sticker and all that kind of stuff. If you do not do this, it is a Class C misdemeanor. So now not only are you getting your speeding ticket or your improper lane change or failure to maintain your lane or whatever, but now you're also getting a $500 ticket for failure to ID. So this doesn't really change anything because you've always been required to provide this information. But now if you don't, if you give them a hard time, they're just going to tack on another $500.
I got to ask a question here.
Yeah, me too.
You know me. I support law enforcement big time, but I totally understand where you're coming from with a bad cop. Bad cop, and you talk to good cops, which I just have just the other day. They can't stand it when there's a bad cop out there.
Yeah.
But put that aside. If you get pulled over, can't we just get along and say...
Yes.
Hold on. Can't we just get along and say, it was me who was speeding. Oh, I had a broken taillight. I didn't know it. And the officer was courteous. He said what the problem was. I'm thinking, yes, sir, here you go. Why does there always have to... There's this, I don't know, feeling of, well, I'm not going to show him this. Well, you're the one who was speeding.
Allegedly.
You're the one who crossed the line.
Allegedly.
But if they come up and say that...
Yeah.
If you say, well, officer, I didn't do that. Well, I'm sorry you did. Here's a ticket. You know,
yeah.
I'm not saying you're guilty.
Right,
you
right.
Say, okay. But man, it's just animosity.
Well, and that's, you should always be incredibly respectful, really, to anybody that you
anybody.
Come up to. Anybody. If you get pulled over, look, whether you like the law or not, the law is the law. And as long as it's articulated to you why he pulled you over, it doesn't have to be accurate. You know, every single one of your taillights can be perfectly operational. And the cop pulls you over and says, your taillight is not operational. Well, it doesn't matter. He's accusing you of committing a crime.
Sorry.
Okay, there are remedies if he's just doing it to harass you. But the fact is, he's articulating a crime. Now, if he pulls you over and says, you look suspicious, well, there's no law against looking suspicious.
But he could go, or she could go, I didn't think that taillight was working. This gives me an opportunity, because this is a wild road, drugs, the whole works.
Yeah.
It just gives me an opportunity, depending on how they act. He comes up, sir, ma'am, blah, 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 here's the deal. And the person in the car goes, yes, sir, whatever.
Right.
And, okay, go on. It's not a bad guy.
Right. And really, you just got to, and what I tell people when they're, you know, just say what you did and move along. Well, we still have a right against self-incrimination. And so, you know, I always tell people, look, just hand over your license. I've got a script. You know, anytime they ask you a question, with all due respect, I prefer not to use or speak about my day, officer. You know, hey, I pulled you over for speeding. Do you know how fast you were going? You could say yes. Yeah, I know how fast I was going. Well, how fast were you going? Well, I prefer not to answer that question, Your Honor, or officer.
But that right there causes animosity, because then you've red flagged this cop, and then their demeanor changes. And
it their demeanor
every
changes
single time, though.
Right.
And then you're screwed. When their demeanor changes, stuff gets bad very quickly.
Right. But if you, as the potential defendant, are the one that maintains your cool, mm-hmm. in the presence of an officer who doesn't like to have his authority challenged, mm-hmm. by you not ratting
handing
yourself out,
over your,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying about the handing over. No, I don't want it in the clips. I want you to hand it to me. And you say no.
Well, no. What I say, well, with all due respect, because I'm always very respectful about mm-hmm. it. I'm like, respectfully, officer, I'm only required to display it, mm-hmm. and I prefer not to hand over my personal property.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything you need to know is there. If you need to see the other side of the card, I'll flip it for you. You know, I'm only required to display it to you. I know you're used to having it handed to you, but that's just not the way that I do it. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I prefer to display it.
CJ, I think you got a call. I'm just going to take it cold, Shelby. Go ahead and put the caller online.
Remember, that doesn't
work. Okay, use this mic. Go ahead. And welcome to the show. Caller, who am I talking to?
This is Neil.
Hi, Neil. How you doing, buddy? You got a question for CJ?
Yes, I do.
Okay, stand by.
Send it.
these small town officers, especially those who have been there. Boy, I'm getting an echo. Let me call you back.
You still there?
No, turn your radio off.
Neil, you still there?
No, but it'll have to be after the break.
Okay.
Because we've only got like 40 seconds.
Okay. That's fine. It'd be interesting to hear what he says because we do live in small communities.
I'll put it on hold.
All right. Go ahead and finish up.
Yeah, so anyway, the thing is you should always be respectful. You should always, you know, you can preserve your rights and not be a bad person about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say the word I wanted to say, you know. Yeah. And you just got to do, you know, just tell him respectfully. And look, he may or may not like it. The bad cops won't like it.
Right.
The good cops will understand if you, yeah. Yeah, and it does.
It doesn't keep your clips.
Right.
I'm not understanding the clips.
Right on my windshield. It's right on. It's a sticker.
In the front?
On the front, yeah. Right above my steering wheel, but in the corner there. I'll have to show you in the break there. But, you know, just always be respectful about it. That's the big thing. Everybody should be respectful to each other.
All right, we'll take a 3-minute break. I got Neil back on the line. Neil, we'll talk to you in just a few minutes. See you on the other side.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market. Radio program, the number 254-697-6633. For the sake of time, we're going to get right into it. Let me get Neil on the line. Neil, appreciate your patience. You'll be talking to CJ.
Hey, Neil. All right, what can we do for you?
Well, first of all, good morning to the Colonel and to your guests. I wanted to ask your attorney co-host there that in the small towns around Texas, especially those where the local policeman is also the chief, they're not necessarily, in my experience, real happy to display your ID with no windows down, which is, of course, a lot of the way that they can detect if there's alcohol or drugs or other things going on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an issue with that. My issue is with their... I'm the ruler of this town.
I'm the law around here.
You will roll the window down. Yep. How do you handle that?
Well, once again, you just respectfully demean yourself. You respectfully enforce your rights and your liberty. We've got to get away from this idea that when someone comes up to your car, they control you. Yes, they have legal boundaries, and you have rights, and we have to understand that the people. We, if you enforce or exercise your rights, it's not disrespectful. And that's the problem that we have today is, you know, there's this idea that if you, you know, respectfully decline to answer questions or you respectfully decline to roll your window down, that you're the problem. And that's not the case. And so we've got to do it in a respectable way, but a forceful way. And just know that in the end, every person has to do what I call a risk-benefit analysis. You know, if the cop is getting incredibly heated and it looks like he's about to get violent, obviously you need to make a decision. Okay, do I want to keep this up and am I able to run it to its logical conclusion, which likely would involve my window getting smashed and or going to jail? Or should I just go ahead and under duress do what I'm being told to do? And that's for every person to decide. But, you know... The good officers aren't going to have a problem with it. You know,
there's many.
Yeah,
I'm more. You know, before you go further with that, I'm of Matt's venue, and what I mean by Matt's view is that why can't we all just get along? You're the person who may or may not have done something, so be respectful, be kind, and treat him or her or whoever officer it is with the respect that they deserve and they've earned.
Let me add on to that. And if the officer is having a bad day or something and he's gruff or she's gruff, still doesn't mean I go crazy because he could have had a bad stop. So it's
sure.
Kind of our responsibility to maintain our decorum.
Well, I'll defer a little bit. I think it goes both ways. I think it's also the cop's responsibility to recognize that even though he pulled you over for something he believes that you did, you're still innocent until proven guilty, and he should treat you as an innocent person until proven guilty. And by the way, you're the public servant. The person in the car is not. I always told my soldiers when I was a first sergeant that when you're wearing this uniform, every person you come in contact with in civilian clothes is your boss, and you need to treat them as such because you're a soldier, you're a public servant, and you're going to be respectful to everyone with whom you come in contact with. And I think that's just, you know, it definitely goes both ways. Law enforcement need to be respectful of those they pull over. I understand they have bad stops, but you know what? His previous bad stop is not my problem. And
that's true. And
professionalism is when you're having a bad day, you don't take it out on other people. But, we've just got to do it in a respectful way. That's why I always, you know, if I'm going to do something I know the officer isn't going to like, I really try to disarm the situation by saying, you know, respectfully, officer, I just prefer not to discuss my day with you. Or respectfully, officer, this is for my safety. You know, why I don't roll my window down all the way. Because what if the guy did have a bad day? What if he's just itching to punch somebody or grab somebody? Well, you can't do that if I've got my window up.
That's for sure. We've seen enough video of that.
Yeah.
Matt, if I may, I want to go back to Matt about, you know how I feel about Donald J. Trump. But I will give you this. And also him, for you bringing up the...
I lost you, Neil.
Absolutely. And also,
hey,
if
Neil,
I may...
Neil, stop. We lost you. Please repeat your last two sentences.
Okay, I'm sorry. Do you have me now?
I got you now. Go ahead.
Okay. What you referred to, you know how I feel about Donald J. Trump. But also, I give it to you for bringing what he said, and I give it to him for what he said with the Hillary debate in 16 about the taxes in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I do agree with him and you exactly with what he said. Now, also, I'd love to share a miraculous, and that's all I can describe it, a miraculous story that happened to me this week.
I'll let you go ahead if you can keep it short. I'm running out of time, though, Neil. Go ahead.
Okay, my birthday was Monday. My son's birthday was Wednesday. Alfred Vosel's birthday was Thursday. Anyway, on Tuesday, I got a phone call from a gentleman who I advertised looking for a deer lease for me, and I've been here over 40 years in the state of Texas, and my number one dream has been my own personal hunting lease. And this hunting lease is a long rifle shot from where you're sitting as we speak.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
Yeah.
You got me sweating out. Don't forget, though, I can shoot back.
I know that, Matt, but my dream has come true. God gave it to me, and my two guardian angels guided me to this wonderful property owner just outside of Cameron, and I am so overwhelmed with joy because there's no other explanation that God has rewarded me, and my two guardian angels guided me to this wonderful property owner.
Neil,
thank you so much.
How many fingers am I holding up right now?
He's got you in scope, man.
Gotcha.
Well, Neil, look, congratulations on your lease. And remember, you and I want the same thing. Just sometimes we go a different route trying to get there. So that's what it's all about. It's teamwork.
Absolutely.
Let's have the American dream. Neil, I got to let you go, buddy. Thanks for the call. All right, CJ, take it away. Oh, yeah, go ahead, Colonel.
I've got a quick question for you. I'm going on a long trip, and I do a lot of driving. And what happens when you get stopped and the trial is, the report on the ticket is 30 days from now, and you're 800 miles away from the venue, and there's no way that you can drive back to contest a $200 ticket? It's one of these that you just roll it off and pay it?
If I were you, if it's more expensive, I mean, it's always going to be more expensive to fight it. I think they make it that way. But, you know, in that kind of case, you might just want to do a no contest, which is, you know, and one of these days I need to talk about the difference between guilt and no contest. But there really is no difference. The only time you should have to plead no contest is if there's a potential injured party.
Aren't you just saying basically, look, I don't got time for this here, and you're going away?
Well, the only difference between the two, they're both guilty pleas. But in a no contest, your guilty plea can't be used against you in a civil trial. So let's say it's a DUI and you hit somebody's vehicle in the commission of that crime, and you want to, okay, yeah, I did it, but I don't want them to be able to use my guilty plea against me when they sue me, then you plead no contest and they can't sue you. But if it's a speeding ticket or just a regular ticket where there's no one else involved, you might as well just pay the ticket. And it's not a big deal. It's a fine. It's how the state makes its money.
Or the town,
yeah. But if you can fight it, then, you know, fight it. But if it's 800 miles away, then it's not even worth it sometimes. So anyway, that's the new failure to ID. Just, you know, be respectful, like we always say, and exercising your rights is not disrespectful. It's just simply not. Now, there's a disrespectful way to do it.
That's right.
But what I tell all my clients is, and I've got one client, as a matter of fact, a guy came to me and he wanted me to help. I saw the video, and I mean, it's just F this and calling names. And I mean, it's just, I was like, well, hey, I'll take your case, but you're going to pay full price because you're making my job hard. So be what I call the sympathetic defendant. When you go before that jury or that judge and that video is played, you want them to sympathize with you because you were the one that kept your cool. You weren't the one that flew off the handle. You know, respectfully, officer, I don't want to do this or I'm going to do that.
I've been stopped a handful of times, and the stop doesn't last long at all because I'm courteous no matter what. And they go, I appreciate it. Thank you. I said, yes, sir.
Well,
and that's a tactic with me. Go ahead.
Yeah, sometimes compliance. If you don't do, if he tells you to get out and get on the ground, get out and get on the ground, you don't.
Deal with it later.
Start fighting.
Yeah, deal with it later.
Deal with it later.
Okay, we're going to a break. Look, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a 3-minute break. When we come back, I've got a special guest in the studio, Luis Hernandez. He's veteran owned, good guy, owns AquaWorks Rain Gutters. He does a lot of stuff, very professional. I love this guy from the get go. You're going to enjoy him too. And you can check him out at Aaron's Gun Shop at, on the radio show page, aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, and the link is right there. So you can click on it, check them out. You can look at Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. We're doing it live. And CJ, we're going to continue this conversation in the 11 o'clock hour because I got some things I want to hit up with you. We're going to take a break. Be back in how much time I got?
10 seconds.
I've got
You're
10 seconds.
To be asking. That's
so I got 10 seconds to get this done. So
you words, got 10 seconds to ask how much 10 seconds is going to take.
We'll be back in 3 minutes.
And we've got half the show to go.
Laywell Funeral Home has been serving Central Texas families since 1908, and they're now expanding their family to better serve yours. Susan Hendrickson's joined the staff and talks about her role as pre-planning specialist.
I am helping families plan and prepare ahead of time for an inevitable event that we're all going to face one day. If you don't have your plan in place ahead of time, your family members are left to have to make those decisions, and there are times that family members don't always agree.
Call Martin Burns Laywell Funeral Home at 697-3661.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us."
Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Welcome back.
back after this radio program. That's your host, and I'm chock full of information with all these experts in the room here. It's fantastic. It really is. 254-697-6633 is the number. You can check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. My guest today, Luis Hernandez II.
Yes, sir.
All morning.
Good morning.
And with Aquaworks rain gutters. And he did my son's house. I saw what he did to my son's house. I said, I want this guy, because I've seen some gutters done before. I'm thinking, no, I'm not going to do this. He comes over to my house. Most professional guy I've met. Very concerned about my needs. I say, I want this. He goes, okay, we'll figure it out. We'll make it work. But I got him in here today. Yes, welcome, sir. Luis. How
good
you
morning.
Doing?
Oh, great. Yourself, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. I'm excited to get experts in their fields. I can tell an expert like that.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's super easy, and you're one of them. So welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How you doing? What's going on? Who are you? Where are you from? What are you doing?
All right. Well, thank you for having me this morning. My name is Luis. I'm an Army veteran from Puerto Rico. I love this country tremendously, and I bring up the professionalism part is largely due. My father was in the Army. I was in the Army. So in the Army, just like the first sergeant next to me, thank you for your service, and the colonel. We learn one thing is attention to detail, no excuse, make it happen.
I love it, man. This is great.
So you have to do that. It's part of who you are as a person. And if you place that in all aspects of your life, you can't go wrong.
I got to agree with you.
So, yes, sir, I take great passion in what we do. And thanks to the good Lord, we're going to 3 years now in December. The business, best reviews in all Central Texas. Not one bad one. I take it very personal. Even if something arises, I own up to it. Not like the stuff going on, sadly, in this country where nobody's accountable. Everybody's just brushing everything under the rug. No, I take accountability and I no excuse.
Luis, you need a radio show, man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is my first time ever on the radio, but I'm thankful, grateful for the opportunity, sir.
Okay, now I want to make sure we don't miss anything here, because yes. I'm not sure how long we're going to be talking about this, but I don't want to miss any points. What got you into rain gutters?
So, 2011, I finished my Army career, and then I had the question, what am I going to do with my life? I had zero idea. So I remember one day I was praying, and I was in tears because I was like, Lord, you are a carpenter. I want to trade. I want to do something with my life. Next thing you know, I saw the opportunity across the street from all places where I was staying at in Killeen. They had a gutter position. I had no idea what it was. Summer of 2011, one of the hottest in Texas.
No rain.
You're no like, rain.
What am I doing in this business, right?
Oh, yeah. It was hot. And I got the opportunity, and all I did was take my passion, my drive, and never did I thought that I was going to be in the position that I am today.
That's amazing. It's amazing. It's a perfect illustration of how anybody in this country become from rags to riches, yes, or from boredom to excitement or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. So when you got the rain gutter business and you learned your skill and you've expanded, what have you expanded into?
So I went from being an installer with zero experience, and then right around COVID 2020, I was working for Wilson Art in Temple, and then I got to the point where, wait a minute, I want to do gutters again. And so I went with a guy down in Austin to do gutters. He knew my skill set, and then for some reason it got slow for him. It was very odd, and then it was all God's plan for me to have my own business, and they all just came together around November 2020, and I just went with the flow, and never thought I was going to have my own business.
Let me make a comment here.
Yes.
If you own a home, if you own the home,
yes, sir,
you understand the necessity to maintain the home. And you understand that sometimes you have to invest in your home by doing certain things. I'm sure every person who owns a home who doesn't have a gutter wishes they had a gutter. But they haven't made the decision yet to put that advancement, or not advancement, but
The investment
into the gutter, because it does a lot for preserving the ground, keeping the water off of other areas. And when you do it, when you talk to Luis, when he comes over here to give you an estimate and he answers every question you've got, and you see how he's going to make it right, the decision to make whether or not I get the gutter or not is simple. You just go, let's do it, because I remember the conversation with you. I said, do it. Get it done. And I'm very cautious as to what I do. I've had other people come up to me with gutters, and I just, I don't know, is it going to be shoddy?
Yeah, it's like any other trade. I mean, I'm very straightforward when it comes to the gutters. The main objective is, of course, to protect the foundation of your home. A lot of people say, hey, it doesn't rain in Texas. I hear that almost on a weekly basis. Oh, we don't need gutters. Yes, you do, because when we do get rain, I mean, it does come down. And it does affect the foundation of the home, and they're shifting on the on the home. And then you hear a lot of people, oh, I got to spend thousands of dollars to level the house. Well, to avoid that, if you get some rain gutters, which is a lot cheaper than leveling your house, you would avoid all that. And it also adds value to your home.
It also saves you tons of money on mulch.
Yes.
Let me tell you why. Before I have gutters, my mulch went from left to right.
Yes.
Okay. When a big rain came, floats, there it goes, back to Lowe's, buy some more mulch.
Yes, sir.
Now my gutters are up there, and I've got my pour spouts, and I got my rain trees and all that kind of stuff.
Rain tree?
Oh, you don't know what a rain tree is, Shelby?
Rain tree.
Why don't you ask Lewis?
I said, what's a rain tree?
So the rain chain, but also a rain tree because it's decorative. It looks like a tree, but it's a rain chain that they that you also install in the gutter. So there are certain aspects of the house that you don't want to have a downspout, like the actual pipe, to kill the look of the house. So we could put a rain chain instead. Mm-hmm. And it's like a rain tree. It's like a decorative, like a tree or something.
What I did was I tested it out. I got the garden hose and saturated the roof and watched it all come through the corner spout. Because in my house, the way it's shaped, I didn't want it to interfere with spotlights and all that kind of stuff. So Louise here mentioned the rain tree. I said, okay. And you can get like hummingbirds that are flying, all, and they go from top to bottom. The chain is hanging from top to bottom from the pour spout. And you'll have a hummingbird and then a little cup. And then another hummingbird and a little cup. So when the water comes through the drain spout, it gets diffused. It doesn't just pour out as a heavy stream. It diffuses and goes all over on the ground as compared to one solid spot to dig a hole. So one, it looks pretty. Two, you don't have to have a drain pipe at the corner where you don't want it. This takes the place of water just flowing like a faucet, and it works out in all degrees.
And that goes back to the attention to detail. Like, you know, once you perfect something or you're good at something, just get real precise with what you do. You know, just get really precision down to the details. And that's what I learned in the military, just like first sergeant and the colonel here, respectfully. And so you just perfect it. That's all. That's every aspect of your life. You should be doing the same thing with whatever you have on hand. That's pretty much it.
Luis,
yes, sir.
What other things do you do when it comes, because your trucks are loaded for bear. You can pick the color. I just gave that color chart back to you.
Yes.
And there's some great colors you can pick, and they come in rolls. Explain your process.
So basically, it's real simple when it comes to the seamless rain gutters. We have 5 and 6 inch, the custom K-style gutters. We have half round also.
Can I stop you for a second?
Yes.
When somebody hears seamless, they always hear, but what does it mean? I know what it means, and I saw how it works, but explain it.
So basically, back in the day, and it's still today, you go to Lowe's or Home Depot, you're going to find sectional gutter, which are 10-foot spans. Those are, they work, but they tend to leak a lot. Seamless is basically whatever aluminum you choose the color. We can make it on this on site, whatever measurement. If you have an 80-foot run on a house, we'll make an 80-foot run section.
Hence seamless.
Seamless.
And it's pretty, too. You don't have all the connectors and all that. It's just one thing. And the way you set it on my house and the color that we selected, you almost can't even see it's there.
Oh, no, it's a beautiful color, rustic copper.
But if you have this, you don't have a nice green spot on your sidewalk that's nice and slippery.
Yeah, and that part, we don't include that part. We actually take away that mess that traditional old gutters do. So we do a seamless lifetime warranty on our end. So it covers everything except hail damage, God forbid. But other than that, that's why we have great reviews. We have also the leaf covers.
I was just going to ask you about that. Yeah.
Oh, yes. So if you want to maintain your gutters always. You want to always take care of it. But with the leaf covers that we provide, it's a lot cheaper than what they advertise on TV. We have a great pricing on it, and it avoids you having to get up there on the gutter and cleaning out all the leaves and the debris, especially with fall around the corner. There's going to be tons of gutters that are going to get full. So we also do cleaning and service to your existing ones, too. So not only new, but also we take care of your old gutters, too.
Why don't you give, we're getting close to the first break, so let's just talk about this. How do people get a hold of you? What are the different methods of getting a hold of you?
And thank you for that question. Yes, you can call me directly at 254-392-9432. We also have our Facebook page. We also have our website. If you do a Google search, Rain Gutters, AquaWorks Rain Gutters has like the highest 327 five-star in all Central Texas. So you can find us easily. And now with Aaron's gun shop also, we have our plug in there.
Once again, if you can't remember anything by now, you should remember aaronsgunshop.com, yes. Radio show page, all the sponsors, click on the link, boom, there you are.
All right, yes, sir.
All right, so I think I kind of cut, I got 1 minute. With this 1 minute, I think you were in the middle of explaining all the other things that you do.
Oh, so we also do rain collecting. So if you have rain barrels.
Oh, that's interesting.
Rain harvesting.
Harvesting. There you go. Thank you, sir. So that's important, too, because nowadays, especially with lack of rain, you want to try to accumulate, collect so much water. For emergencies, it could be for anything. So we could also perform custom downspouts or pipes to go into your rain barrels or anything that you have to keep that water.
And we just had the groundwater conservation district guy on here, and he said that there's an award for $1 a gallon for your capacity to save rainwater.
Oh, wow.
Luis, we're going to a break. When we come back, I want to ask this question. I'll ask the question now so you can think about it. The beds outside the house, around the house that you saw in my place,
yes, sir,
with all the mulch, what can we do? Is there things you can use underneath it coming from the rain spouts to water and enhance your foundation and the garden? We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Everybody to the Aaron's High Cap and Mitchell Radio program. Finishing up the second hour, final segment. I got Luis Hernandez in here with Aquaworks Rain Gutters. That's a tongue. I get tongue tied real fast on that one. And we're having a great conversation. Kyle Van Cleve from Cameron Small Engine is in the studio. CJ Grisham, the Colonel, Shelby. We're having a great time. Callers calling in. And if you want to call in right now, it's 254-697-6633. And check us out at aaronsgunshop.com, Facebook Live. Luis, we were talking, I brought up the question about diffusing the water coming out of the pipe from the gutter to the ground. Where does all that water go? What can we do with that water?
So there's different options, and that's a good question. So we could either put an extension depending on, you know, where you want to route the water. There's actually a flex, what they call flex hoses, mm-hmm. That we could actually bury it connected to the downspout, and we could bury it.
That's kind of what I was asking about. Yeah. Explain on that.
So basically, like in Home Depot or Lowe's, you find corrugated, like 4-inch round flex hoses, like black in nature, and then we could connect it with an adapter to the downspout. So instead of dumping the water right there in front of your house, we could actually either myself or somebody could trench, and we could bury it and then route the water away.
What about, could you utilize that water like almost like a septic line where it spreads out its water as it goes down the pipe?
We could do that also. It's just a matter of looking at what you have in place, and then we could do custom. It all depends on the
setup. I guess
setup.
You can do whatever the homeowner wants to a certain degree.
Yeah, of course, you know, expense depends on what they want, mm-hmm. but it's just a matter of getting the right appropriate parts.
Well, look, let's be honest. There's some people who've worked very hard, have to save up their money to get gutters.
Yes, sir.
Then there's others who are extremely blessed financially and can come up with the most crazy ideas, and I think you can go on both sides of the spectrum.
Yes, and that goes with my creative myself being creative. Also, I look at the whole aspect when I do an estimate. Mm-hmm. And I take a look at your house, your needs, and then, of course, I present the options financially. It's up to the owner, but I give you honest, straightforward answers, solutions to your problem. So,
here's a very important question.
Yes, sir.
You come to my house.
Yes, sir.
I decide to do it. How long does it take for you to get on site? And then how long does it take to get the job done?
Oh, good question. You call me. I'm a firm believer of customer service. You call me today and I answer the phone. Rarely do I not answer the phone.
And Jimmy, he'll call you soon when you call back, right?
Oh, yeah.
I call right now.
No, I answer the... I'm a firm believer of good customer service. I hear a lot of feedback. People call companies. They never answer. I answer right away. And then I answer, being the owner, and then I just, most of the time, since I'm very proactive and I don't procrastinate, I go out either the same day or the next following day, get you a free estimate, and as far as installation goes, we could have you within a week or two installed.
Okay, so on-site within a week or two, and then one-day service.
Yes, sir.
Unless it's something unbelievable.
Exactly.
Huge.
And yesterday, I sold a big house in Salado with real copper. Gutters. I mean, that's going to be a nice project. That's probably going to take me 2 days.
That'll be fun, actually. Yeah. Learn about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Real copper. So I can't wait for that one.
I want to make a comment about your personnel.
Yes, sir.
Your personnel on my property were extremely polite and courteous.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I know that comes from leadership. I mean, granted, each one of those individuals are of good quality because they wouldn't be able to do that if they weren't. But I'm sure it's because of your leadership and how you want business done.
Yes, sir, and that's a reflection, just like back again to the military. If you lead by example and you do the right thing, you don't have to even scream, yell, you just lead by example, they follow along. And they don't consider me as a boss, they consider me as a leader. And that's I'm very humbled by that.
Not friend, although you are. You're a leader.
Very good. So they all show up to work every day, very professional. They had zero experience, and now all five of them, I send them anywhere. They get it done. They show up to work. Rest assured, if you call us, they're going to be at your job site, at your home, sorry, and they'll have an excellent installation.
You know what's interesting, man? I don't know if you've read this book by John Maxwell, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership. I think number one is the law of the lid. Success rises or falls on leadership.
Yes.
Depending on how good the leader is will determine how high that entity, business, whatever, rises or falls. Look at our nation.
Oh, you read my mind.
Yeah. The other thing you just said was training.
Yes.
People like to do a good job.
Yes.
They like to be praised. And if you give them all the training that they need to do the job right,
yes,
and to do it well, they will be happy, and you will be even happier.
Oh, yes. And thank you. Yes, sir. And that's why I provide them everything they need to be successful. That's appearance, because it's very important. You know, my guys, I do not, just like in the military, we want to have a professional appearance, the vehicles, everything. It's all part of the package. You know, you can't say, oh, yeah, we're professional, and then you look like your business is falling apart.
Magnetic signs on the doors?
No, we actually have...
Vinyl.
Vinyl.
Magnetic's way of the old way.
I started off with magnetic, you know, when I started the business. Yeah, but, you know, now we have graphics. And
that's the hail damage people that come around. They have magnetic signs on the fender of their truck.
Oh, yeah.
The other problem with magnetic, though, is when you forget to take it off on a daily basis, sand gets under it, it starts discoloring the paint, it's a mess. How do I know? Okay, personal experience from many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look, you got a top-notch business going on. Excellent, excellent reviews, excellent customer service, excellent communication. The price is, to me, great, because I have in my head one thing, and all of a sudden I go, oh, really?
Yeah.
I say, okay.
Yeah, and the pricing, I'm very flexible. We have financing available. I'm the owner. To me, hey, Luis, you know, we need this and this. I'll work with you. So I'm an Army veteran. Oh, veteran discount?
Really?
Yes. So thank you for all the listeners that are served in this country.
Colonel, I expect you to get some gutters soon.
Yeah.
So, military discount.
Yeah, and I do discounts.
I'm going to need some because I am going into rainwater collection.
Wait a minute. You had a question that we didn't hit. We got just a few minutes left. That might be good for people who are doing the solar.
Okay. The question was about gutters for solar. If you have solar panels on your roof, they're 3-4 inches above the roof.
Yes.
If they're down close to the eave, the rainwater goes flying over your gutter that you already had installed.
So in that scenario, we could either do one of two things. We could upgrade to a larger gutter, or we could actually make a custom shield or diverter that goes on top of the gutter screwed. So once I go to the home or the business, I could look at it, and I'll give you an honest feedback on
solution.
Actually,
you did that for mine because my roof had great velocity on the water.
Oh, yeah.
And so instead, because we had an original gutter on there, and you said it just can't handle it.
It's a 5-inch.
Yeah, it just can't handle it. So the way he support, and the way you support it in the back to maintain the weight of all that extra water, and it being wider, it catches that rate of flow. So it probably will work for your solar panels.
But yeah, rest assured, we have a solution. Just present us what you have, and we'll take care of you.
It's like the infantry.
Yeah.
Nothing can stop the infantry. It'll slow them down, but we'll either go under it, over it, around it, blow it up, whatever, but we're getting on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
So when it comes to rain gutters,
just call in their artillery.
F-4 Phantom. All right, one more time, Luis, go over your contact information so people can get a hold of it. And is military discount any other thing that you can promote?
Yeah, I mean, even first responders, I mean, like I said, I'm very flexible, and I thank everybody for their service. Other than that, you could call us at 254-392-9432. Again, it's 254-392-9432, and we're in Temple, Texas.
And once again, if you can't remember that, just remember aaronsgunshop.com, radio show page,
yep,
and all the sponsors are there. Click on the link, and bam, there you are.
And soon we'll be on television commercials soon.
Okay, so that's the king of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it the king anymore?
I
think it'll be on, I think it's NBC or one of the channels local, Channel 6.
I'll tell you, Luis, TV was king. It really was king.
Yeah.
But with all this podcast stuff,
oh, yeah,
and all, because I was in newspaper for 30 years, and newspaper, they're digging the grave for that one.
Yeah.
Just like they did with Beta and all these other things. So when it comes to TV, I'm wondering how many people sit there because they're on their phones and watch.
Yeah, shows. They're looking at TikToks. They're not watching TV.
It's still
I don't watch TikToks.
It's still a fantastic venue.
I'm just on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter.
It's still a fantastic venue. I was just making a commentary
X.
Based.
Yeah.
X.
All right. How much time I got, Shelby?
3 minutes.
3 minutes. All right.
Let's talk about how much time we have for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Can we do that? We could do that, you know? If I had Mac Harmon from Quick Wrench Automotive in here, we could make one comment and then the pun after pun after pun would be coming. Like, we're drenching this entire conversation with gutters. You know what I'm saying?
All right. You're watering down the entire, topic right now.
It's seeping into our minds.
But we're trying to catch it, you know, and make a perforated hose out to our tree to water our tree.
That's right. And with Kyle Van Cleven here, with Cameron Small Engine, it would be beneficial to you to link up with him to make sure your mowing equipment's great for all that downpoured water coming out of the pipes of your gutters.
And your grass growing like crazy. So right. You got a need for your small engine.
My grass isn't growing.
I'll tell you what, Kyle, since you're here, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Cameron Small Engine.
Cameron Small Engine.
Formerly Cameron Seed. Your
formerly
dad,
Cameron
good
Seed.
Man. You come from a very blessed family. I love your mom and dad.
I do.
This is great stock here. This whole room. I got the wagon wheel. If you can see it on fit, can you?
You can't.
Okay. And you're not going to rotate it, are you? Okay. I've got a wagon wheel. I'm the hub. And I've got fantastic spokes. And these spokes are in this room at the moment. And there's some others who aren't here.
Yeah, we got Trump there.
Now, Shelby, what part of the wagon wheel are you?
I'm the outside that hits all the rocks because I'm the toughest one in the group.
Nice.
Okay, I'm the hub. I got great spokes, and I got Shelby. The outside metal rim holds it all together and protects us from all the screw-ups on the board and all that kind of stuff. Luis, it's been a pleasure and an honor. Thank you, sir. Thank
My
you for
pleasure.
Your service.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job. And we're going to take a 3-minute break, and when we come back, we're going to have Kyle Van Cleve with Cameron Small Engine telling us what to... what to think about with the end of summer and the beginning of fall and the future, right?
That's right.
Okay. How much time? That's it? We're done? Bye. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5 and 6 inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out
here. We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DACLB 009432E.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Hour number three. Matt, your host, my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown, C.J. Grisham, attorney. C.J., what's your location? Heidenhammer, right?
Yeah, that's where my office is, right. But I'm everywhere in the world.
Everywhere in the world. Wow.
And nowhere at the same time.
Okay. You got me, your host, and we had Judge Andy Isaacs. Luis Hernandez just left Aqua Works. Check him out.
Jonathan Livingston Seagull said something like that. That's one of my favorite books. And he said that fast is being there.
Yes.
Simulcasting, 105.1 FM, The Ranch, 98.5 FM at KRXT out of Rockdale. Check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Phone number here is 254-697-663.
They're making fun of me.
No, you're absolutely right, Colonel. You need to slow down. The thing is, I say it so many times, if they can't figure it out by now. Podcast, when the show is done, it'll be...
never finished this number. So people are like,
I don't know what to do. 254-697-6633. All shows are put in a podcast form, replayed on Podbean, Spotify, Apple. Right now, Kyle Van Cleve, Cameron Small Engines. Kyle, you're a good guy. I like you a lot. Known you for a long time. You got a good business going on. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It's a three-hour program, though. We need to talk a little bit more than that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Kyle, what's going on? We had this incredibly hot summer. You were jam-packed full of equipment in the sense of repairing it because people wanted to cut grass. I know I came up to you pleading for help. And now nobody's cutting it. Everybody's afraid to cut it, catching fires and stuff. So where are we at in your world?
Not real far behind. We started the season short-staffed like everybody else that has, you know, blue-collar work and labor-type positions, and 4, 5, 6 weeks behind. And now we're down to about 10 days, 2 weeks behind, so not far behind at all. Not doing much in the way of lawnmowers. We have a few in the shop. Most people don't remember they have one because they don't have a lawn to mow at the moment with the lack of rain and the heat. But have generators coming in. We're... I think what's bringing a lot of generators in is we're a service dealer for Champion, Duramax, and Westinghouse generators. And those people are calling the manufacturer, and they're being directed to us. And when they bring that generator in, they bring two or three others with it.
Oh, gosh. Man, I'm always behind the curve, man, because I was going to bring you my generator. Now you're stacked with generators. I just can't win. I got to get more organized. All right, keep going.
Yeah, we've got utility vehicles and ATVs in the shop, and they're able to get some quicker turnaround times right now here again because it's, you know, the lawnmower shop is not running lawnmowers at the moment.
If it's got an engine, what can't you do? Wow, that's a good answer.
Well, we, about 20 or 25 years ago, we stopped honing, re-ringing, and rebuilding, as it were, because of poor longevity on those rebuilds. So we've gotten into the short block or new engine. So to say we can't do it, we don't recommend doing that rebuild, and otherwise I don't think there's much we can do.
So, I mean, you can go from small engine to a large engine, not a problem?
No.
we're asking about what qualifies as a small engine. It's generally 1,000 cc's or less.
Okay, so your expertise, your field of operation is that
1,000
or less.
Right, and the ATVs that we do, they're kind of in the same category. There's some out there now. You can purchase a new one, like new production stuff that's over 1,000 cc's, but we're not dealer affiliated with any power sports brand.
Kyle, that's actually good. Think about you're a specialist. Because if somebody does it all, you're a jack of all trades, master of none. So if I've got a problem with this type of stuff, I need to go to somebody who does this every day and knows the ins and outs of it. Like you, for example, I ask you a question, I can see your eye roll up to the right, and you go, this, what model year number, what CC? Okay, this is what's going on. Mac Harmon, Quick Wrench Automotive, does the same thing with large vehicles and up. Yeah. You tell him a make and model. Eye rolls up. He starts thinking, oh, yes, walking encyclopedia of information Kyle Van Cleve is when it comes to small engine repair.
We do have limitations on the power sports stuff. There is stuff with fuel injection and diesel tech that comes in with a lot of them. And some of that stuff you have to be equipped with a tether and a computer to scan and get some other information on. So we do have some limitations on the power sports side because we aren't dealer affiliated. We aren't OEM affiliated.
What type of certifications do you boast?
I have a EETC master certification, which is Equipment and Engine Training Council. Think of an ASE certified technician for automotive. We've got that for a third-party verification for outdoor power. Honda master certification for Honda engines, and Briggs & Stratton master service tech. It's about the same thing for Briggs & Stratton.
When somebody brings in a product to you with what they think is a problem, do you just focus on what they say, or do you do a scan over the whole thing and say, hey, we found this, that, and the other? Not trying to push a sale, but just saying, you know, I just want you to know. I don't want, because if it breaks, you're going to think, hey, I didn't do my job.
We take a verbal complaint and present to the customer, hey, there's a couple directions this could go. We know it's going to cost this if it's this. We know it's going to cost this if it's that. That's a ballpark figure for you. And along the way, if we spot something that needed addressing, we'll bring that to their attention.
And not only that, based on my personal experience with you, not only do you just do what you just said, you verbalize that produces a very good image in your mind as to what's going on. So somebody's not just saying, okay, it's what, whatever, here, fix it. They go, oh, I get it. I remember I was having power problems with one of my mowers, and you're explaining, well, when this happens and that happens, it causes this to happen, it does this, and you explained it, and I say, yeah, absolutely, it's exactly what it does. And it's a good relief to know firsthand what your problem is, but then when you're listening to it from the individual who's going to fix it, you feel much more confident as to what's going on.
Well, there's some people that don't care. They just say how much is it going to be.
And
then there's some people that also may be interested but can't handle the information. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
their eyes
exactly
start to glaze over, and we kind of get a feel for how they're responding. That tells me how much information to
give. Well, that's just another feather in your cap where you're able to read people. Personalities Plus was a great book. You need to learn people's, what is it called? Ego states. Are they choleric? Are they phlegmatic? Are they sanguine? So if somebody's a sanguine, who's happy-go-lucky, they just want to go, okay, we're going to get it fixed, great. But you get a choleric, goes, I want to know what's going on. You can do either or.
Yeah, he'll talk to me differently than he would talk to my wife about taking the mower in.
Right, exactly. And he can do that. He's got the knowledge and he's got the personality where he's able to do that. So here, let's talk realistic stuff here. You've already mentioned it, but if I come in here, scrapped it. Let me do it different. It's the end of summer. What should people be thinking of? Not what's happening, but what should people be thinking of when it comes to their equipment?
End of summer, if you know the mower is going to sit for a minute. The truth is, if you know it's going to sit for a minute, you know already it's got a problem that you're going to let ride till spring because you're not going to use it. The best you'd use it for at the end of the summer is maybe to chop up some leaves, and that would be it. There's kind of a catch-22 on a gas-powered engine. The gas has got a shelf life, and it deteriorates just like a gallon of milk. And if it deteriorates in your carburetor, it's going to stop up circuitry and jetting in the carburetor that is critical to the function of the fuel feed in it. Really, the best a person could do if they're ready to park it and they're not going to give it any attention till spring is to put some freshly pumped gas in it and have a fuel stabilizer in it. And that's about all you can do to be ready for spring, unless you want to go ahead and get it in the shop right then and there. And it's into summer, school starting. Right after that is Halloween, and you're going to be spending money that you don't need to. then Thanksgiving, then Christmas, and then it's spring.
So. I've got an interesting question here for you. I've got a drive that goes to my shop, and from time to time it humps up, mounts, and I got to level it out, and it causes, when that happens, is it doesn't allow the water to drain, and then cars drive over it and causes potholes. And I've had a tendency for quick fixes to throw some concrete in there, level it out, works great, and then after a while it's too bad, I have somebody come in, box blade it out, level it all out. And this particular individual said, I'm going to write you in my book every year at this point. I'm going to call you and say, hey, it's a great way to build business, but they didn't do it. I have a question. Would it behoove you? Would it be beneficial to you and the customer? If you're saying, look, you just came in here today. It's August, the end of August, first of September. You just got done using your mower, and you set a specific date in your book. I can't read it for a second, girl. And you say, I'm going to call my customers up and say, hey, you wanted me to call you? Here's the deal. Bring it in. I got a slot for you. Would that work?
It would if I didn't have to wear that hat. As the owner and being short-staffed, I've got quite a few hats to wear. If I had the means to do it with, you know, to make sure it got done like your guy, he didn't get back with you like he was supposed to. That would be happening if I was responsible for it.
Well, wait a minute. Can't you take advantage of technology?
Sure.
A particular program like the dentist uses that prints out postcards. But end of season. All right, here we come. You've mentioned it already. Gas. Go to a high test ethanol-free gas to put in your mower instead of some low lead. Not low lead. That's airplane fuel. But the ethanol regular gas, the difference between the shelf life of the two.
I don't know that there's a big shelf life difference because we were doing as much carburetor cleaning 20 years ago before there was ethanol in our fuel stock.
Okay. How about oil changes and
Colonel,
filter
hold up.
Before
Let's
you
ask,
store?
Let's ask him after the break. We're going to take a 3-minute break. We come back. We'll finish up with Kyle. And Colonel, you can ask those questions. Those are good questions. 254-697-6633. Give us a call. Join the conversation. We'll be back in three.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, it's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month, talking a little theology and politics, and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Mark Burns-Lightwell Funeral Home has been serving Central Texas families since 1908, and they're now expanding their family to better serve yours. Susan Hendrickson's joined the staff and talks about her role as pre-planning specialist.
I am helping families plan and prepare ahead of time for an inevitable event that we're all going to face one day. If you don't have your plan in place ahead of time, your family members are left to have to make those decisions, and there are times that family members don't always agree.
Call Mark Burns-Lightwell Funeral Home at 697-3661.
Terminator up with that song. That's a great song. Oh, you're not going to do it.
It had 2 seconds.
All right.
Left.
Okay. Okay. We had a Trumpinator bobblehead, and we're playing You Could Be Mine, and we didn't take advantage of that. Anyway, welcome back to the program. Matt, your host, 254-697-6633. Here, I just saw him with Kyle Van Cleve.
Rocking.
We're doing the bobblehead in front of the Facebook. If you want to see what happens on behind the microphone, go to Aaron's Gun Shop Facebook page and you can see it live, or you can just see the replay. I've got Kyle Van Cleve with me from Cameron Small Engine. And Kyle, we wanted to finish up on a couple of answer a question and promote yourself.
What was the question, sir?
Well, the Colonel was asking.
Okay. Is there anything better than Stable for putting in with your fuel?
We have a product. You can use your preferred stabilizer. We have a product that we sell made by B3C. It's Ethanol Shield, and they have a little bit more concentrated version called Mechanic in a Bottle. You'd use the Mechanic in a Bottle.
Are those skinny little... Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, and I found some on sale, and I was... It works.
Yep.
I put in fresh...
So you need to get some of that. You got some of that on stock, right?
I do.
Mechanic in a Bottle.
Mm-hmm.
How long does that stabilize fuel for on top of its normal life? And what is the normal life?
Normal life for untreated fuel, they're telling us, like at Echo, when we get that training, don't trust it for more than 30 days.
Oh, okay.
And treated, it's supposed to be good for 2 years, but we see the worst of the worst in the shop, so I'm a little skeptical.
Okay,
about that.
I'm very interested in this. Now, I've heard a couple things, because I stabilize my fuel, and I have enough fuel for all my vehicles for at least 2 round trips of its fuel capacity, and I stabilize it. And at the end of the year, I rotate the fuel out. It's fine, but I've been told that car engines are different than small engines.
So small engines that are carbureted are pretty darn dumb in the way that they feed fuel. They just have circuitry and atomization through jets to get it into the machine to where it burns properly. If you've got some older fuel and you've seen those old cans, and they're all sealed up now because they have ethanol in them, but those old cans would sweat fumes off of the vent or off of the spout, and that was the boom boom. That's the light elements that burn and your fuel escaping. And once all of those have gone, what remains is heavy elements that do not burn or do not burn properly.
Got you. Now, I have a question. I may have interrupted everybody here, but those cans of gas?
Mm-hmm.
Let me go through the question. If it's in a can and you can drop it and throw it around and really don't have to worry about it, would that be a good emergency fuel for a vehicle if you had one can? Just say, oh my gosh, what happened? It's in the back of your trunk. Boom. Or is that like one of those most dangerous things I ever came up with?
I don't know that I would carry one in your trunk, to be honest with you. It's a pretty thin tin can, and I don't know. It might be all right, but I bet that's not what it's made for or recommended storage for.
It's got oil already in it, right?
It is already equipped with oil for two-stroke, yes.
All right. Okay, promote yourself. How can they get a hold of you?
Phone number is 254.
You taught everybody well, Colonel.
697-3452. We are there 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. The website's CameronSmallEngines.com, and we're on Facebook as well.
Now, Kyle doesn't just have a business. He's a patriot, and he supports this program. And not only is a good guy, I'd have you on no matter what anyway, but he's on. He's a sponsor. I want you to take care of this guy. I want you to take care of all my sponsors, because the only reason I'm on air, if you like this program, if you're listening now and you like this program, go to my sponsors first. Obviously, if they don't have what you need, go somewhere else. But come on. That's the circle of life. Circle of life.
I do not. We get transplants. Garden transplants. We get those in the spring and fall. Mm-hmm. They probably won't start showing up in the shop till maybe end of this month.
Okay, cool. Good to know. My daughters love coming there to look at all those stuff.
Mm-hmm. One last question. You got anything in the shop like that's a great deal machine-wise that you got on sale?
Well, everything is for sale, but not on sale per se. Anything that we retail... say it's a zero turn. We've got some wiggle room on pricing on Echo handheld equipment. We're an Echo dealer. There's not much wiggle room for anything. I can throw some swag or some oil or something like that, but I can do something to
doesn't matter. Check them out.
Sweeten the deal.
Cameron Small Engine, Cameron, Texas. Kyle, I can't thank you enough for supporting the program. You're a great guy. Family, love your family. Tell them all said hi, and give this guy your business.
I could put a plug in for Echo stuff because I used to cut wood. We had a buck stove, and I had an Echo chainsaw, and it would start on the second pull. And by the time my friend got his McCulloch running, I already had the first tree cut down and limbed.
Kyle, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move on real fast. I got a little bit of time left to cover a lot of stories, and it's difficult. Stay here if you want. Feel free. Chime in. I've got different topics, so I guess I'll just go through them quickly. We'll do a quick run of it and get our opinions. I've said this from the get-go. DeSantis, I like DeSantis. He did a great job down in Florida. He is not national material yet. There's no way he's ready. He is not ready. And the same thing with everybody else. Y'all need to stop running. The only thing I have to counter myself with is, as long as there's more people running, the vote is split. And it keeps Trump up there in the high numbers. If you were to eliminate everybody from the campaign trail, there may be a closer separation between him and the next person trying to get the nomination. So there's a pros and cons. But nobody else can do what Trump does. And look, I want to make this very clear when it comes to Trump, in my opinion. I've liked Trump for a long time. When he was going to run 2016, I knew instantaneously that's the guy for this country, because he's outside the circle. He's outside of Washington. He's his own man. No special interest. What he says is who he is. You either like him or you don't. You don't have to worry about going to Hillary and saying, I'm going to vote for her. I kind of like her. But, you know, they got backdoor deals going on. It's quite obvious. Am I going to have to vote and then incorporate some other people I don't even want? You either like Trump or you don't. But I will say this about Trump. If he becomes president in 2024, he needs to clean house. And when the term is done, he needs to go away.
Yeah.
And we need new, fresh people like Vivek. How do you say his name?
Ramaswamy.
Ramaswamy. Okay. Just as an example, a young guy coming up. He's not ready either, but he'd be a good protege. So Trump needs to come in just like Winston Churchill did for World War II. Once it was done, because he was the leader, everybody rallied around him. But when his time was done, people were tired.
Washington did.
Yeah, okay. We're tired, though. Once it's over and we get this country back on track, I'm done. Let's just live normal, but we got to maintain and keep everything in check. Don't get me wrong. But this fight, this soft civil war that we are having of words and information, it's got to stop. I've paused. Commentary.
Well, and I think a lot of the reason that you've got so many people in the race, it's not because there is no way these people can be that obtuse that they think they're going to win.
If it was a fair election, but when they have control of the voting machine counting software, they can adjudicate ballots. By that I mean, if there's a ballot, they've marked the machines or set the machines up to where they're rejected. In one case, 70% of the ballots were going to a station to be adjudicated in Georgia, where there was only a Democrat standing there, and without any trace or any type of edit, or not edit, but ability to trace the thing, they could change the ballot and reprint the ballot.
Well, I just filed a motion for a default judgment against a local school board who violated all of our voting rules by having people around ballots that weren't supposed to be, by not having monitors, by not posting. and they didn't respond to my lawsuit. So now we're just working on how to get this this election redone. Because you're right. He who controls the ballot controls the government.
That's Stalin, wasn't it? Doesn't matter who votes; it matters who counts.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it.
About 14 different ways. I've got 14 quotes by Stalin on it. Doesn't matter who votes; it only matter who counts and how. And the same thing with the election. The city of Temple and the local school district and the community college held elections. And they held the election in the cafeteria or something like that of the college where and then the apathetic public doesn't show up, and 300-400 votes makes a difference.
You know, you got to go watch that. It's free on YouTube if you haven't seen it, but it's called The Battle of Athens.
Oh, great movie.
Yes. Great movie.
It's corny, but it's great.
It's a little corny, but it is a great movie. It talks about what happens when you're apathetic about voting and when you're not apathetic.
What was it, 46, right?
It was actually in 54.
Was it 54?
After the Korean War.
It was after the Korean War.
It was after World War II. I thought it was in 46 it happened.
No, it was in the 50s.
Doesn't matter. 50s. Bottom line is this. You got patriots who love their nation, and they saw what was going on, and they said, hey, you ain't doing it right. It's all right. We got to go to certain extremes.
Yep.
Get it done.
And then they wanted the ballot boxes.
Yep, exactly. And
we played that movie at the Beltonian Theater. Remember we had a meet and greet there? And at the end of the meet and greet, we played the Battle of Athens.
That's right. That's right. Okay, I remember that now. Yeah.
All right, look, I got about, a minute and a half?
Just a minute.
Well, let me go over this headline because this is ridiculous. ACLU. You know what the ACLU is? The American Civil Liberties Union.
It's now communist.
It sues Indiana, the state of Indiana, over denial of sex reassignment surgery for an inmate who strangled 11-month-old to death.
Yeah, this is getting nonsense.
It is.
And you were just saying, you made a comment about you should know that you're not going to win.
Yeah.
You should know this is disgusting.
Yes.
And this is what people are starting to rebel against. They're pushing it way beyond anything that's possibly sane.
All right, I got 10 seconds. When we come back, we're going to be doing True Stories of Self-Defense, one of our favorite segments on the show. Not today, because nobody dies in the show.
Nobody.
Okay. All right, we'll be back. 254-697-6633. Green Chili Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. The do I have a special name for this segment? The we read from the Armed Citizens Column, what to do and what not to do section of the program.
Well, no, you usually call it something.
Let's
else.
Call it the Americans for Criminal Disability.
Okay. Anyway, if you're an NRA subscriber section. And you've got your current September 2023 issue on page 10, we're going to be reading the Armed Citizens Column. This is current.
No wonder.
I was going to try and tell you that. You get the old ones and they shoot good.
What a bummer.
The way we do it is these are cold reads. And we have experience. We have, we train. So what we do is we criticize, or not criticize, but we critique super the stories. What to do and what not to do in situations like this. So story number one. A pregnant woman in Houston, Texas decided to take food to her husband at his work on June 27th, but after she parked her vehicle and gotten out, two armed men in an SUV that was parked nearby exited their vehicle. The two verbally accosted the woman, who called out to her husband. When he came out, one of the suspects, who was carrying a rifle, got into another nearby vehicle. The other man, however, reportedly approached the husband, pointing his gun at him and repeatedly asking, "Do you want to die tonight?"
Oh my gosh.
The couple attempted to ignore him, but the man began pistol whipping the husband. Fortunately, both the woman and the man were concealed carriers. Both drew their firearms and shot the assailant. The couple then fled, held the man at gunpoint until authorities arrived and transported him to a hospital. He faces multiple charges, blah, 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 blah.
This is that one case that we saw the video of. This is the case where the guy had the AR, got back in the vehicle. This was right outside the store.
There's too many of them. I can't keep track.
Yeah, they were in like a minivan or something.
Why didn't they shoot them where it counted?
Well, the bottom line is this. You've got husband and wife. They worked in concert with each other to take down this assailant.
Yeah.
So you can't do that if you don't have a gun. You can't do that if you don't have good training. Oh, I forgot to tell you this. Ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the month, I'm going to have a PEP seminar. PEP seminar is Preparedness Eliminates Practice. Practice eliminates panic, okay? Practice eliminates panic. And what we're going to do is we're going to take you for an all-day seminar, go over mindset philosophy, gun safety and handling. We're going to do point shooting, drawing from concealment, round robins, weak hand shooting. We'll go in the shoot house and you can learn how to defend your home for an invader. We'll do live fire shooting drills. It's going to be at the end of the month. It's a $200 seminar. You'll get a free barbecue lunch. And if you're into that, that's the place to go. Because I'm telling you, when the day's over, you're going to walk out pounding your chest going, "I have never gotten training like this before at this price." I have paused. I'll talk about it more. I failed to do that. I'll be doing it on a Facebook post this coming week. So go ahead, Shelby.
Here's my story. And it's a letdown. Just going to let you know that ahead of time. During the early morning hours of April 2nd, a woman and a man in a club got into an altercation in Carroll County, Mississippi. The woman and a friend decided to leave the premises to avoid further problems. However, the man followed them to the house down the street, despite being told to stay away. The man following them reportedly grabbed the woman and a struggle ensued. The woman shot the alleged assailant multiple times during the struggle. Then the man was airlifted to the hospital and now is in stable condition. How unfortunate.
I'm sorry, Sean.
I mean, why even shoot him if you're going to save him?
She just wanted to stop the attack. That's all
I'll
you can
stop
do
the
is
attack
stop
forever.
Exactly. One shot, one... Yeah. All right.
Well, wait a minute, Mr. Attorney. I have a question. I think I asked you this before. And that is, if somebody's threatening and I've got to use deadly force, I've made the decision to use deadly force, and I shoot, and they hit the ground and they bounce, they're still moving, and I shoot them again, and then the recoil of the ammo makes them move, and I can't tell if it's an actual threat or not. I keep shooting and shooting and shooting and shooting. I run out of ammo and they stop moving. Am I liable?
It depends. There's your attorney answer.
Yeah, and is the weapon still in their hand?
Yep.
Or did they separate from the weapon?
Yeah.
If they separated from the weapon, they're no longer a threat.
Chase me.
Yeah, you could or you could not. It depends on how good your attorney is.
That's right. What is mean?
Yeah. So on April 6th, a jewelry shop in Glendale, Colorado had just been opened for the day's business when a man came in and started pointing a gun at the employees, demanding they open the jewelry cases. Fortunately, the store's co-owner was on the other end of the store and was able to approach the robber from behind and fatally shoot him. Oh, that was nice. See, look, there was your death.
Not a good death.
Well,
ending
you didn't
the
get
threat,
to read it. That's all that's wrong with
ending
it.
Ending the threat to his employees. The store's owner emphasized that it was not his inventory he was concerned about, as that was insured. He came in with the gun already, the armed citizen told reporters, 3 seconds, and he had it out, pointed it at one salesperson, then pointed it at another salesperson. The scary part is, he had no mask. Who knows? He might want to kill everybody. The robber had a long criminal history and was out on parole at the time of the incident. So there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, they are wrong. They put you in the position.
Yeah.
They're in the wrong. The only problem is the legal system is a machine that wants money, and DAs want victories. So they're going to use it at your expense. That's why you got to be smarter than the system.
All right, we're finished with that one. Yes, a man in Houston, Texas, was taking money out of the cash machine on April 15th when an armed man suddenly came around a corner and demanded money. The customer was complying, but the robber nonetheless began to pistol whip him, according to reports. Fortunately, an armed citizen driving by witnessed the incident and quickly engaged the would-be robber with his own firearm, striking him in the leg and foot.
Oh, terrible shooting.
Well, the suspect was taken to the hospital and no one else was harmed in the incident. Law enforcement officials told reporters the suspect was also wanted for murder in Louisiana. Now, aside from this, the Good Samaritan shot him in the leg and foot. Kyle Rittenhouse has been charged now with a civil lawsuit by the family of one of the perps that he's already been acquitted on for self-defense.
Why, CJ? Why do they do that when they know they're not going to win?
This is not about winning. It's the same reason they're going after Trump. This is about bankrupting Kyle Rittenhouse, running his name through the mud. And you know what? The people who are suing Kyle Rittenhouse, they're not paying for this lawsuit. This is left-wing funded, and it's just another way to, again, just try to bankrupt Kyle into submission.
All right, let's continue on. On May 6th,
lawfare. That's what it is.
On May 6th, a woman and man were inside a home in Nacogdoches, Texas, when a man began knocking, then used a large metal object to break down the door. Once inside, the invader continued to attack and broke down the bedroom door, whereupon the man in the residence fatally shot him.
Well, that was nice.
You didn't read all these.
Well, I only read the couple, and they were disappointing.
The residents immediately called authorities and cooperated, blah, 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 blah. Look, I'm telling you right now, you break the boundaries of my house, you screwed up.
Yeah, but aren't you... You said you weren't going to wait till they came up to you. Like, he's crashed through the house door, he went through the house, crashed through the bedroom door.
You totally misunderstood me. Let's get this straight. This is a good question. If somebody's pounding on my door and the door is vibrating and the frame is flexing, I'm in control. Because I'm just sitting there, standing there, saying, don't do it.
Would you
don't
wait until they came through?
Absolutely.
But a second one, the bedroom door as well, or would you just do it when he went through the first door?
My house is the outside perimeter. If you breach my outside perimeter, you are wrong. Now, if they're on my porch and they're busting stuff, I'll be cool. I'll call police because I don't want to be outside with police because they don't know if I'm the good guy or bad guy. So I'm going to say, hey, I'm telling you right now, if you guys don't show up and take care of this problem, as soon as they breach that line, I'm taking care of it. Am I wrong, CJ?
You're going to stop the attack.
No. As a matter of fact, you should tell them that you're going to Joe Biden them and fire your shotgun 2 buckshots to the door if they don't stop banging on your door, right?
Well, see, they might have thought you were inviting them in for ice cream if you say that.
You just said something that raised a whole bunch of questions. You're either messing around or you're serious because they did not breach. Now, you could say they're in the process of it. There you go. Explain it.
Yeah, so the fact that they're breaking down your door and it's obvious that they're going to gain entry, they're not just like beating on it like, hey, come outside.
They start splintering.
Yeah, when you have every right at that point to fire through the door. Now, you need to make sure, hopefully you've got glass there that you can see exactly where your target is.
You can fire through the door?
Because if you fire through that door and you hit somebody else, you're responsible for where that bullet goes. But yes, if your life is in danger of somebody breaking through your house...
Give the legal definition. It's in progress or whatever.
Yeah, it's essentially a burglary or robbery in progress. It is a breaking and entering in progress.
In progress.
Yeah,
the door is about to break open. You could shoot.
So if they're like sitting there kicking it and kicking it, I could shoot through the door.
Yes.
But really? If you have your wits about you and you've done your training, sit down in the easy chair and wait for him to come through so you got a clear target, and then you're going to be justified all the more.
That's the best thing to do is just go grab your daughter's Blue's Clues chair and just sit right there in front of the door. And the moment that they shoot, you've got your gun in one hand and the other. Yep, he's dead.
Well, you're short, CJ, but you're not that short.
I had a story that I played on a show a long time ago, and it was the one was on 911. Look, he's trying to break in. If he comes in, I'm going to shoot him.
Yep.
He says, okay, okay. And then he breaks in and shoots.
Mm-hmm. And it was all there on tape.
Now, I got to go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we're going to finish up our stories. One of the stories is going to be more in depth of a conversation. But give me a call here. If you got a true story of your own, I've got many of them. 254-697-6633. I remember being in New York, surrounded by a gang member. They were going to hang me from a tree. Yeah.
Rude.
Now you know why I am the way I am, shall we? We'll be back in 3.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Attention to detail, customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. Budgethostcameron.com.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
High Cap Adventure Radio program. Coming off a break, I want to explain more clearly and slowly what's going on September 30th of this month, which is a Saturday. I am doing, and ladies and gentlemen, I don't do these very often. And when I do them, you need to take advantage of it. It's going to be a PEP seminar. Practice Eliminates Panic. And it's a $200 seminar that starts at 8 in the morning, gets over at 6 in the evening, you'll have a barbecue lunch, and you're going to be going over a lot of stuff.
When you say all day, what are you talking about all day?
8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Jeez.
Yes, it's very good training, and we go over a bunch of stuff. Mindset and philosophy, gun safety and handling. We're going to do round robins. What round robins are is, it may not be the gun that you're used to shooting. It may be something you pick up. You got to know how it works, malfunctions, how to shoot it, shooting multiple targets on the move. Being able to shoot on command so your brain is functioning right, going to the shoot house, being aggressed upon, all sorts of great stuff. It's very limited in its seating. If you want to partake in it, you must contact me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. First come, first serve when you pay. You pay in advance. Okay?
10 hours, $20 an hour.
It is extremely good training. The colonel has been on some of my training. He knows what I can do, okay? So if you want to enhance your skills, this is what to do. I do not do them often. Once again, aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. If you're interested, ladies and gentlemen, look, don't email me if you're going to play around. If you're serious, it's like, I know when I go, hey, gutters, I want those gutters. This guy sold me.
September 30th.
September 30th.
Isn't that Saturday?
That's a Saturday.
From 8 a.m.?
That's right. I will have it taken care of, Shelby. Don't worry.
Well, you got to clear that up, because I'm confused.
Don't worry about it. You're not going to be here anyway.
Let me read my story.
So now, let's go back to true stories of self-defense.
Three suspects in Dallas, Texas allegedly pointed guns at a man at a gas station on May 10th in an attempted carjacking. However, the car owner was armed and shot at the men, striking two of the three of them.
Yeah.
The suspects fled in another car, apparently with one man's feet still hanging out of the car. They sped off and drove to a hospital where the suspect died? Well, that's great news. And the other two sustained non-life-threatening injuries.
Everybody loves you, Shelby.
You see, what I did was I read the last bit to see if there's any deaths, and what I read was the other two suspects, non-life-threatening injuries, thought it was a no-death story.
Now, you see, you're just the opposite of all these people who pay attention to the liberal media. They read the headline of the bullet point. You went backwards and read the end of the story.
I read the end.
Read the whole thing. Okay.
Reads the last chapter of the book, too.
Right. I just want to know what happened.
Ahead, girl.
A man in Cudahy, Wisconsin, returned home on June 19th to find insulation from his attic on the kitchen floor. Ooh, this is not good. He thought an animal had gotten in, so he went upstairs to investigate. Instead of an animal, he found a man who tried to introduce himself. Wow. The homeowner drew his firearm and held a man at gunpoint until police arrived. During this time, the intruder reportedly offered him $300 to let him go. The 36-year-old suspect had been jumping from roof to roof when he apparently fell through this home and was suffering from a broken leg. Police arrested the suspect and found him to be a felon out on parole in possession of drugs. I think it might have been a sign when he tried to introduce himself. They also found a stolen firearm near the home they believed he had been using earlier to take pot shots at police officers.
Pot shot?
I would have given him the $300 and let him go. That would have been an easy $300 for me.
What's a pot shot?
Just shooting. Ladies and gentlemen, these are incredible stories. They're very important to listen to and critique, because it's not like, well, what if somebody comes into a convenience store and does this, that, or the other? Instead of saying, what if somebody does it, why not read what actually happens and listen and read what the actual live individuals did under the stress situation?
You could shoot somebody in the back in that case, can't you? If they're holding up.
There's certain situations you can do that.
You're standing behind them and they've got a gun and they're waving it and saying, give me the, and you're behind them and you have a gun.
If you're stopping a threat, you can shoot them front, back, sideways, doesn't matter. Okay. If they are an active threat to you or others, then yes, you can shoot them
and
any way you can.
Not have to use the warning is the muzzle blast.
And remember, the only time that you're really going to get in trouble for shooting someone in the back is if there's no longer a threat. Right.
Okay. Like, and they don't have your run away.
And they don't have your property in their possession.
Exactly. That is why it's important to know the laws, ladies and gentlemen. You got to know the laws. Now, look, we got a story here. And CJ, there's two things. One, I wanted your legal opinion on it. And two, I wanted to read the headline to show how the media, look, the media is a business. If you don't understand, they're not there. They're not out there to go, we need to help the American people. Yeah. They're a business. They make revenue from...
A business with an agenda.
A business with an agenda. Even Fox, okay? For all you conservatives out there, Fox, I don't trust them as far as I can throw them. So they write this headline to grab you, and when you start reading it, it totally changes its agenda. Go ahead.
The headline is, shooting of South Carolina college student who tried to enter wrong house was justified.
Oh my God, really? Somebody shot this guy coming in the wrong house? How terrible can that be?
And then you start reading it. South Carolina police on Wednesday said the fatal shooting of a college student who, and even the headline, because you know a lot of people don't read through the whole thing. If you just read the first paragraph, who knocked on the wrong door.
There you go.
Was justified under the state stand your ground law, which allows residents to defend themselves and their property. Now, if you don't read, if you read the next three paragraphs, it doesn't really say anything. But if you go to the end of the story, it says, the shooting unfolded in the early morning hours of August 26th when the guy that was killed, the victim, mistakenly went to the wrong house and attempted to enter by repeatedly knocking, banging, and kicking at the front door while manipulating the door handle.
Oh my gosh, really? He shot him just for doing that?
No, there's more.
There's more?
There's more, Matt. D'Onofrio, the guy that was knocking the door, allegedly broke through a glass window on the front door and attempted to unlock the doorknob through the broken window, at which point...
So you're telling me the homeowner freaking out, wondering what the hell is going on, did what?
Fired in self-defense. Fired a single shot, fatally hitting the 20... Now, I don't know if this was a drunk... You know, he's a college student. I don't know if he was drunk and he went to the wrong house.
Probably.
It doesn't matter. It's tragic one way or the other.
Go to and act like that.
Yeah.
No, look.
Well, even
if you've seen
house.
Some of the apartment complexes I've gone to, they all look the same. If you're drunk, good luck, okay?
But you don't still bang and break doors even if you can't get into the correct house.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm prior military. Sometimes you do that, okay?
Oh.
But the point is this. The point is, it's a tragic situation. It's really a tragic situation. But the homeowner had every right. Who's this freaking person trying to break in my house? Breaks the glass, starts manipulating the door. It goes right
and
back to the conversation.
And it wasn't just knocking on the wrong door, as the story initially tried to get people on. They bury the reality of, you know, this should have been a great story about when to fire. Because he didn't fire when he was knocking. He didn't fire when he was kicking. He didn't fire when he was jiggling the handle. He fired after he broke the window and breached the plane of the property.
That's right.
And reached inside there. There we go. And the parents of this kid or whoever it was didn't teach him to behave himself.
And we have to go back. There's probably, like you say, drugs or alcohol involved. And once you start this, you are no longer making rational decisions. And continuing when you're told to stop is not a good thing.
Well, Colonel, that's where you're wrong, because his parents said they were lucky to be his parents. And he was the son every parent would wish for. I know I wish my kids would try to break into someone else's house.
Hitler's mommy loved him too, but it doesn't change the fact you're
kidding. Okay, I want to change gears here because I only got like 2 minutes. Trump, you have no choice. Trump vows to lock people up upon return to the White House. And secondly,
yes,
we will not comply. Trump warns COVID tyrants are eyeing lockdowns to interfere with 2024 election. Let me tell you about this headline right here. The majority of you people out there will say, yeah, I agree, because that was kind of crazy. But when it comes time, you're going to comply.
Let me tell you something. Before we get into all this, okay, what I did on my when I was on my supervisory license, all I did was COVID stuff. Let me tell you something. You have a right to refuse. You have a right to not comply with this nonsense, okay? We now have court orders. We didn't have those before. It saddens me when I get clients that call me and they want to sue based on the new Supreme Court decisions and the Fifth Circuit decisions. And I say, I'm sorry, it's been more than 2 years. You should have sued back then. But you can't sue for something that now the courts have said. So just know, if that happens, call an attorney. I might know one that does these kind of cases.
Okay,
and
really?
Don't do it.
And the other thing is, do not sign a consent form when you check into the hospital unless you read it.
Yeah.
Because you're authorizing them to do anything they want to. And now, after Obamacare was put in place, they have the right to euthanize you in the United States if you're a useless eater.
All right. I got 1 minute. Let me close it up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an honor and a pleasure to serve. That's what I feel like I do here, is serve. I try to put out the truth to the best of my ability. Some of you may not agree with my thought process, and that's okay. God bless America. The point is, whether you agree with me or not, I hope you're a patriot. God bless America. Let's not let other people take it over. Let's learn what we've got to do to keep it America. Let's keep it where we can have good arguments, good discussion, but not get crazy. Let's learn what the other side is doing. And look, when I say the other side, it really means I don't care who it is. I don't care what your party is. I don't care what you look like. It's God bless America. The three pillars of this country is the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the pillar of God. If we chip away at those, we're lost. Real quick, Colonel.
And read Lamentations 1 through 5, and the fifth chapter is really important because that's trying to get restoration.
Very good. I want to thank all my people here. I want to thank CJ, Kyle, Luis, the Colonel, Shelby, Judge Andy Isaacs, all my spokes. I want to thank you very much. All you sponsors out there, all you private people who donate, all you listeners, just thank you very much. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back next Saturday and do it all over again. Until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.